What's up, everyone? It's Kid Fury. I just want to remind you about our awesome sponsors over at Hulu Plus. As always, if you go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead, you can take advantage of a dope extended free trial and get access to tons of shows, including our fave Scandal and loads of other ones. So make sure you go over there, HuluPlus.com/TheRead, try it out, let us know what you think, and get ready now for our epic shows. And all right, we're not gonna waste no goddamn time.
No time, bitch. Oh my god, nigga.
So, I am edgeless.
And I am flawless.
And this is three.
Bitch, it's over. Are you fucking kidding me? Like,
Hold on.
No, I'm actually dying. I've been dying since Thursday. I've been waiting to get in the studio and die right in front of you. Like, I've been fucking dying.
Yeah, I understand. Like, listen, okay, so...
Beyonce.
I have not a hair on my head, and it's because this bitch Beyonce snatched me bald. And I want to let you all know first that we planned on doing a show this week that was actually going to be like our holiday special.
It was going to be like a Christmas party or what the fuck ever. It doesn't matter what peasant plans we had before, because
Beyonce came through like a thief in the night.
Nigga, snatched my uterus right out of my body. Like, left me, I mean, there's video of my reaction to this.
Okay. So like I said, this is going to be a holiday special. We're going to invite our friends, which we did anyway. So let's just introduce a couple of our past guests, starting with Dustin.
What's up? I'm back again. Like new growth 4 weeks after your sew-in. What's popping?
Ooh, you are dumb.
Asante.
Hey, you guys. It's me, Asante. And I don't know what I'm doing here because I can't help. I just want to talk about Beyonce. Let's go.
And Francesca.
Hey, I'm here.
I get Francesca Lee.
And so we're here with nothing but Moet and our feelings because, I mean, Crystal, girl.
I mean, are you fucking kidding? So after Scandal last Thursday, which was bad enough, okay, my nerves was bad enough. I jumped on a Google Plus hangout with Cheska Lee here to talk about the show. And about 40 minutes in, I noticed on Twitter that people were linking to an iTunes album. So I clicked on it and it ended up being what is now, of course, the iconic Beyonce album. And I just could not.
That reaction is amazing.
So I'm on my webcam and my mouth is open, no makeup, hair not done, doesn't even fucking matter. I'm over here like about to throw up on camera talking about the goodness of Beyonce and how she just released this album out of nowhere, just pulled her dick out and slammed it down on the whole fucking universe and was like, none of you, which one, line up and suck my dick. Like she just...
So this is what I was already bloody because Shonda Rhimes came in with the right and the left hook, and then I'm just laying there in my feelings. And you want to know something funny? I thought to myself, I had Beyonce on my spirit. Let me tell you a true story. I just felt like, wouldn't it be funny as shit if Beyonce just put something out right now, like as a double whammy right after Scandal?
No way.
I swear on everything holy, had that
thought. Put that on Popeyes.
Maybe you
on Popeyes, on Bluebell, on Slip and Slide, bitch.
Put that on
I promise. On everything.
Put that on Slip and Slide. They
like,
play in
I
MIA.
Swear. I said it would be funny if she did something today, just out of, you know what I mean? But it was like, to me, I was like, it's, you know, just a random thought. I didn't think nothing of it. So from there, I had Grown Woman on my spirit and I started watching the video of her performing Grown Woman in Paris. And then my manager called me and was like, look, bitch. So something in the atmosphere has shifted and I need for you to get to the quickest source of internet. And the first thing I did was get on Twitter and bam, right in my mentions was a link. And all I saw was iTunes and the letter B. And then if the link is too long, it'll have like an ellipses. I just saw iTunes.com. So I saw like B and I clicked on it and it took me to this page. When I tell you, I didn't look at shit besides like the currents. I just made, and it was like euro or pound or whatever. And I was like, I can't spend my money here. I have like, give me another link. I need another one. Right. And finally someone sent me a link and I saw a dollar and I saw buy and I clicked on it and I gave that bitch every single dime she asked for. And Beyonce, bitch, if you're listening to this, if you want some more, it is yours.
Come whatever get it, girl. Money, my wallet
I am
is open.
Here, and I'm ready to give you more. I don't give a shit. You don't have to give me anything else. You don't have to breathe my goddamn direction, bitch. If you want another $16, it belongs to you. That's all I have. The audacity of her to come out of absolutely nowhere.
Nowhere, y'all. Nowhere.
And just
nowhere.
Be like, here.
Surprise.
Here you go. Like,
had all you fake fans on the internet mad talking your shit for months. All year long, you hoe ass motherfuckers been complaining about what Beyonce doing. Like she didn't tell y'all a long ass time ago that she's grown as fucking does whatever the fuck she feels like doing. All that whining and complaining y'all been doing, and she just dropped an album out of goddamn nowhere,
out
bitch.
Of absolutely nowhere. Do you understand? Okay,
and Dustin, then
where were you?
Okay,
when you,
okay. Yeah, so let's,
where were you?
So let's go on Beyonce and wake it happens. Up and shake it up. Yeah. So I was dozing off when I wasn't supposed to be, and I was having a bit of a nightmare about Sally Langston because when that blood hit her face, it just kind of fucked with me a little bit. So I had to take a step back and read some scriptures and shit. So after that happened, I got on Twitter, you know, bullshitting to crack some jokes like we always do, and I saw, you know, the hashtag, we'll just put it like that. Mm-hmm. And I said, Beyonce, that word is new and that word is album. Well, let me connect these dots and go ahead and finish this off. And so once I got through painting by number and went on and made it to iTunes, I clicked it, I purchased it, and my life changed.
That's
I
it.
Have not. And all I have to say is, you know, drive a roll of the partition,
please. We're going to get there.
No.
828-773. First week, baby. So, we, you know, it's just a lot on my spirit.
I just
so y'all know, just
that's
for emphasis.
Moment.
I, you know, and
we're
going to
definitely
and
go
and
over.
Just let me say.
Okay.
To add Stacey Dash to injury.
Okay, you didn't have to.
The bitch called the album Beyonce. So let that
we're
going to
get into
that,
all
just swallow that.
That
for a minute.
We're going to get into every bit of that.
Don't even ask me shit else.
Where were you when Beyonce happened?
Let me preface this really short with, I was having a terrible, terrible day. I was in Brooklyn.
Oh, damn.
And I was a little tipsy after leaving an event, and I was super cold. I get on the platform of the train, which was outdoors because it's Brooklyn, and Brooklyn it never wants me to win. Someone texted me right when a train pulled up and said, hey, Beyonce just dropped an album. You know, I had to wait. I had to wait 14 minutes
album
to download because I was not going to get any service to download the rest of this album. I immediately downloaded this album and my 14 minute train didn't come for 17 minutes. And I almost threw myself in the tracks because I felt like I was not deserving of this album that has no single, that she has not even performed most of the tracks on tour, any of the tracks on tour, like, because Grown Woman ain't even on the album, it's just the video.
Right,
so,
right.
I mean,
for her to just, no, okay, so that's where you were.
Yeah.
You waited for another train and stood outside in the cold.
I waited for another train I went and waited in the welfare line to return all of my Ashanti, Keisha Cole's, like all of those.
You know what?
All them
just to go down to the
back.
Obamacare office.
That's
and
it.
Snatch up this album for $15.99 that I don't have because I don't even bank. My bank is my freezer. So the fact that I had that money to pay for that album.
Why would you share that? I feel like you're just going to get jacked.
Yeah, you're
going
to have
now.
To change. Change
you're have to change.
It's not a lot of money.
Don't check it on Foursquare next time you go home.
It's not a lot of money. So if you want to rob me, I'll make more off the insurance.
Chesley, where were you when Beyonce?
Well, was with me.
I was doing the Google Hangout.
That's right.
And apparently, according to some people, I also have a direct line to Beyonce because my reaction was not authentic enough because I must have known that the album was dropping.
Yeah. Well, she didn't cry like I did. I actually shed tears.
I did not cry. Crystal's cried. I was more laughing because I was just enjoying seeing Crystal's reaction to it.
You can go on YouTube on Francesca's YouTube page.
You can go on Francesca's YouTube.
I was really excited because, you know, I've gotten into the hype. I love Grown Woman. I loved Bow Down / Flawless. I was ready for the album to come out. And this is the first album from Beyonce that I've ever actually purchased.
Oh,
so
congratulations.
This is my, I popped
welcome
my cherry.
To the family.
Welcome home.
Turned it out. So listen, first of all, before we even get to the actual album itself, we just need to talk about... Everybody calm down.
Sorry,
we're going to have the moment.
Okay, sorry.
We need to just talk about the fact that Beyonce not only released an entire album, not a single, not a single cover,
nope,
not a text,
nope,
bitch,
not nothing,
facts.
My lord,
nothing, just an entire album with a music video. Every song.
And then
plus
some.
Grown Woman. Just so y'all could shut up about that. The bitch was like, just in case you were expecting this for the niggas that were expecting this, for the niggas that don't give a shit. It's there just in case you wanted it. The whole album at one goddamn time. No warning, no announcements, no hints, no teasing. The only promotion for this album, well, all the bitches asking, when are we getting it? And this bitch just She just clicked a button and there it was, just on the internet. And the bitch, in 3 days, 828,000.
Worldwide.
773. No promo, no warning, no physical copies.
No Matthew.
3 goddamn days.
No Matthew.
So let me just tell y'all this. No as far Matthew. As I'm
when
concerned.
When will your fave?
Yes.
God damn never. That's when.
And every celebrity on Twitter went up. Like,
all of them. Katy Perry, yes.
Like, I can't even go down the list. Like, it was
Demi
crazy.
Lovato.
Gaga. They knew they had
Latavia.
To.
One of them Mary Latavia's Mary hoes.
Latavia's ass came Latavia. Out of the woodwork. Mm-hmm. I was like, whoa.
Obviously, Solange and Michelle, mm-hmm. Kelly. Everybody was just like,
everybody.
Bitch, this is
Noah,
it.
Noah. The Apostle Paul. Everybody went. Everybody was like... Yeah.
Okay. Bill Wordy, who Joe, works at Billboard. Yep. I feel like he was like secretly kind of not even really like trying to hide his standing.
He was being
but,
shady.
Like,
yeah.
He was just they like, said, I mean, you other bitches can't do it.
Yeah,
period.
He said he felt sorry for her peers.
I feel sorry for the
music.
Other girls in pop because like, what quote, are you doing?
What can you do? Beyonce is competing with no one. Beyonce is competing with legends. She's competing with niggas in the ground.
And that's dead exactly
she's competing
what,
with Michaels and Whitney.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, that is exactly what
I'm
going to
say.
And I hate to be really, really crazy, like in stand out about this, but what she just said, like, how do you top that? How do you like make a plan to
who?
Say I'm going to make my fans wait a year, which nobody's waiting around for anybody. Hell, most people, they almost jump Beyonce's ship until she slapped them with right. the damn CD and she said, here bitch, and then everybody's like, oh, I love it. So it's like
right.
it was like, don't you ever goddamn question anything that I do. Any, you sit your ass down and you know that I got this. That's what the fuck that she did. Like, what?
As far as
Columbia,
I'm concerned,
Columbia Records found out when we did.
Yeah,
they didn't
of
even
them,
know.
Yes, most of them
like
didn't even know.
People knew in mm-hmm. her label. Only 12 people.
That's like, what? Only the highest execs at iTunes.
Only
and
the
that's how they
that
kept
absolutely
it.
Had to
they
know
called
knew.
It Lily.
Yeah.
I guess to, well, yeah, obviously, it was to keep like, people from finding out about it. But I was thinking about the executive assistants at iTunes because I'm an executive mm-hmm. assistant at a media company. And I was thinking about how they must have had to schedule so many meetings about this Lily project. Mm-hmm. And then they come to work on Friday and be like, you trying to tell me that all the times I set up Lily shit, it was fucking Beyonce? Mm-hmm. And you didn't, like, my mind automatically went to mm-hmm. what the other assistants, because I'm an assistant. And if my boss pulled that shit, I would have been like, so are you fucking, listen, as far as I'm concerned, this is Beyonce's moment that pushes her into legendary status.
Absolutely. Undoubtedly.
Beyonce,
absolutely.
In my eyes, Beyonce is now a legend. You compare other bitches to her, not the other way around. You don't put her up against Michael or Whitney. Beyonce is her own fucking category from yep. this point on.
Absolutely.
Well, and now I assure you that other people are going to start coming out with multiple music videos when they drop their album.
Yeah.
She's
yeah,
but, really set a precedent.
But
and
nobody
the gag
is going to do this. What,
she's
so.
Done it before.
Yep.
She's done it before. Like, first of all, Four had a video for damn near all those songs. And she released the anthology for B-Day, but all of these videos, which we will discuss in detail,
yes,
oh,
were
yeah, we're gonna go
so over. The production was exemplary.
This wasn't no green screen.
Like, right. Okay. This wasn't no yeah. like cheap
these
ass.
These were movies.
This yeah. wasn't no White Castle coupon ass like no, project. She no. spent money on this.
And one thing I appreciated about some of those were you got to see like fans kind of participate. So it's like there's something on there for everybody. Like,
yeah, in the EXO video, one of the fucking TMZ
yep.
photographers mm-hmm. is there. Like,
and I remember when she was shooting EXO and TMZ was like, we might be in that Beyonce video, or whatever. She actually put them in there anyway.
Like Beyonce, who has every reason to hate TMZ and every other blog. Like, see, this you just have to rise above like Beyonce, nigga. I'm trying to be like her. I'm trying to get to Beyonce status, nigga. She is just everything. Like, fuck, if you don't agree that Beyonce is the shit, shut the fuck up because you're wrong. Like,
even
bitch,
the bitches that Baked by Melissa, where I just went and got some fucking cupcakes for this celebratory ass occasion, they were even like, I don't understand any of these people who are like, I hate Beyonce. Like, what do you hate also? Like, oxygen? What else right. do you like?
You don't like puppies or water any... or grass or
like,
or
it just
life,
says a lot
cake.
About
or love or Jesus.
It says a lot about you and your upbringing and you know what kind of dishes and whether your mom, like your mom's bra and panties match. It yeah. says a lot about that.
It says a lot about
you
the cleanliness of your
and what
your
you
vagina.
Come from.
It
you
does.
Know what I'm saying? And whether or not your toenails are polished. It says
does.
A lot about you
what does
when
it
you
mean?
Say negative things.
What does it mean if your bra and panties don't match?
It means
mean.
That you, it means.
I'm asking for a friend.
Right. You tell your friend that it means that you have not made enough of an effort to care enough about yourself and your
okay.
rack
okay.
and stacks.
I'm seriously present them. You know how people say sometimes they're asking for a friend, but they're really asking themselves. This is not one of those instances. I really am asking for a friend.
It just means that you're not doing your best. You're not doing your best Beyonce today. You're not living your best Beyonce today.
Like your best Beyonce.
You're not on your Parkwood shit. You're not on your Parkwood.
That's right. Get on your Third Ward shit.
I want to touch on the fact that Beyonce shot that EXO video in front of tons of, I really want to talk about the fact that this was a secret for so long, because some of those songs are actually like were recorded a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the videos were shot, like, I think a lot of those she started shooting in like August mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So I really think that everyone who participated in this album had to sign a piece of paper that said, if you leak anything, if you tell anyone,
your mom's
Julius
dead.
Has the right to shoot you in the face mm-hmm. and murder yeah. all of your children. Mm-hmm. And there's yeah. nothing that you can legally do about it.
And mm-hmm. that just goes to show how much respect people have for her and how fantastic her lawyers are, because there are certain artists that could never do this simply because they don't have the money to hire an attorney who could draw up an agreement that airtight. And secondly, they don't have the respect from people in the industry that Beyonce has. People just respect her, period.
That's
across
what
the
I was
going
to say. It says a lot about how she is respected. Here we go.
You know what? We're going to save that.
So the last time she was here, Francesca did Britney Spears impressions, and she's doing it randomly throughout the show, and I almost spit out my Moet, so I'm going to need her to give me some warning, because goddamn.
Okay, so let's just actually go in and let's talk about the album itself. First of all, the way that it was the way that it was presented to us, I think that we need to just acknowledge the fact that the cover is a black background simply with like
a lilac
something. Pinkish font that just says Beyonce.
Ariel
Beyonce
Nero.
Was like, listen, I don't have to do all of that for you bitches anymore. Like, I'm going to release this in a very Dat Piff manner. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to put it up and click the link here. And it just says Beyonce, because
that's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know.
I felt like it was named Beyonce because this was really her album. This was really the first time that she was like, you know what? This is my life, my story, through my eyes, my vision.
It's
my
album. I totally agree with that. But I'm saying it is simply black and pink.
It is.
And it just says Beyonce.
There's no art.
She said, I don't have to do, at this point, you guys get it. Like, I don't have to do shit else.
She told you to upgrade you. Focus on your focus. All you need to know is that one word, Beyonce.
That's it.
She named it that to let them hoes know. That's why she named that.
Woo, I'm excited. Let's
do
this.
Let's just go ahead. We're going to go track by track.
I'm just going to put my dick in this album.
At the very beginning, we have.
My pressure is up.
Yeah.
Pretty Hurts. Which was written by Sia,
mm-hmm.
who I think we talked about how
we talked about
is
how we
show?
Love her.
Mm-hmm.
Sia is an amazing songwriter and artist. Mm-hmm. Like her own
really good.
Crazy.
Yes.
But you know, Beyonce said that she heard this song, was like, it's mine. Like, I don't like, I have to have this. I don't give a shit. Like, it's my song. And so we're going to talk about the song itself first.
Okay.
Asante, what do you think?
No, you don't have any thoughts about the song?
I really feel like Pretty Hurts is one of those tracks that certain people wouldn't expect from Beyonce. Like, you know, it was kind of reminiscent of like some of the other slower stuff she did on like I Am Sasha Fierce. But Pretty Hurts like just spoke on a deeper level. Like, you look at Beyonce and, you know, there are people out there like, oh, she's simple. Oh, this, oh, that. And then they watch Pretty Hurts and they're like, well, damn, like, look at the layers to this bitch. There's somebody that I work with and they were like, you know, you look at Beyonce as a dumb broad, but then you see how smart she is. And I'm just like, what?
I felt like Pretty Hurts was kind of like your read last week.
It was. I think Pretty Hurts and Flawless both have a lot to do with like the things I talk about a lot on the show and other places. But for me, it felt like Beyonce saying, we give up a lot to be in this industry, and it's not just me. Like, I think she's talking about Kim Kardashian and she's talking about the various white girls who are famous for whatever reason. But just being in the public eye is a lot of fucking pressure. It's a lot of stress. And there's a lot of pressure on you to do stupid shit like dip cotton balls in orange juice and eat that mm-hmm. or, you know, make yourself throw up or whatever. Like, there's just a lot of body image issues and feeling not good enough issues. And I think Beyonce struggles with that. But people don't think that because you look at it and you're like, well, goddamn, she's a vision. Yep.
I didn't really think that it was so much about stars. I thought that it was just about the pressure as
a woman,
like an average woman, like people expect for you
absolutely
to constantly have the perfect makeup and a perfect hair and a perfect outfit.
But if you have that, they still criticize you.
And even if you do, they still beat you over the head with it. So I thought that's what it was about in the video itself.
I definitely agree.
I think it was something for everyone. Like, even like like for a guy that's well endowed, it was like the same thing as far as like, you know, like the pressure that's on you. You know what I'm saying?
To you know,
when you're in sweats or basketball shorts, you know, there's effort there, and people don't realize the layers that go into that.
Dustin.
So I just loved it, and I also felt like.
So you're talking about yourself.
I think it was something for all of us to relate to. You know,
but you're speaking for the well endowed.
You know,
people.
you're gonna
change the name of the song to
1212.
I hate you so much.
You know, I think that there was, you know, pain is universal. So if pretty hurts, then you know, ugly must kill. So I think that there was something there for people who, you know, like Kay Michelle could have relate. You know, other like there was just something.
Kay Michelle can't relate to pretty hurts.
Wait a minute, foul on the play. We throwing a name out there.
He said ugly kill.
Yeah,
that's what he said.
Anyway.
The video. What did you think of the video?
I thought that was my obviously the first video that I saw, because I sat and watched. First of all, I really feel like if you have not watched the album, all the videos in order back to back, you can't really speak on the album.
Yeah, it's very chronological.
Because it's very different from just listening, and it's very different from watching the videos out of order. You have to watch the whole thing in order like a movie, and then it clicks and you're like, oh my God, I see why the world is standing. But the video is gorgeous. I felt like this is Beyonce's best acting, and that's absolutely no shade. This is the best work I've seen Beyonce in ever. Like,
because
it's just,
it was honest.
It's honest and it's really good. But the video itself, gorgeous, and I felt like she really got the message across about, you know,
pulling down all of the trophies.
Yeah, like, girl, fuck all this extra shit. Like, what I really want is not to be, you know, the bitch with the brightest smile or the biggest ass or the biggest titties or whatever. Like, I really just want to be happy.
Right. When he
live a life I can be proud of. And that's why she was like,
she
whoa.
Took a minute and was like, wait a minute.
That's a good question.
I had a problem with the young lady with the dry weave who almost got her ass whipped over that hair dryer. Like,
oh yeah,
there was like a moment in there where I didn't really realize that, like, okay, go ahead, Dustin, get it out.
Why are you laughing?
No, don't even let him say it.
I am not laughing.
Don't even let him say it.
Just keep talking about the hair dryer.
Y'all are so stupid.
Anyway, I thought that the Pretty Hearts video was really... Are y'all gonna be able to keep it together?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, shit. We're here to talk about Beyonce.
That's
you better
right.
get your fucking lives together. Yes. Shout out to Sean Ross, who was
Shout
in that
out
video.
To Sean Ross, who killed
He's
his
all
role.
Over the place now.
Yes.
He was in that Lana Del Rey movie that just came out.
Oh, I didn't watch that. This.
So, yeah, I mean,
mm-mm. But shout out to him.
Shout out to him. He's doing really great things. Let's move on to Ghost.
Oh, my God.
Which is just, it's a part of Haunted, but if you watch the videos, they're actually
separate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Ghost
she's
itself.
So brilliant.
Francesca, what did you think of the Ghost song?
Can I be totally honest? This is one of those ones that I kind of skip.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, and look, I'm getting looks right now. People want to kill me.
The fuck you mean you didn't skip Beyonce?
Listen, I have been listening to the songs that I really love, like on repeat. Like that's how I listen to my albums. Like I don't listen to them start to finish. I kind of pick all the
Not
songs.
Not even
that
the
I
first
love.
Time, Francesca.
But it's Beyonce.
Well, this is my first Beyonce album, so clearly I'm doing it wrong.
Okay.
Well, now that we've acknowledged the problem,
let's work towards helping you fix it.
The first step is admitting that I
thought that Ghost kind of sounded like, for me personally, it sounded like something that Andre 3000 or Erykah Badu would have done.
I got that vibe too.
It felt very Kanye to me.
Really? How?
Kind of 808s and Heartbreak.
Oh,
I
wait,
can see
that's
that.
The one with Drake, right?
No.
No.
Girl.
Oh, no.
Girl.
Everyone hates me. My Twitter followers
LaToya,
are falling.
What are you doing here?
Are falling right now.
Right.
Girl.
Ghost reminds me a lot of something that Andre 3000 or Badu would have done.
Yeah.
Just the way that she was speaking, and it was very poetic.
I love all of that. I love that moment. I loved all of that. It was very, it's a very, very, it's almost tangible. Like you can almost feel the music. Like
right.
when she sings it and kind of raps and whatever.
That one was very much about the music industry.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. The
she said it. She literally said it.
You guys, I heard it. I don't trust those record labels. I'm
right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Now you know.
Don't feel the need to redeem yourself. It's totally fine.
But you don't
feel
like.
If you could see the looks I'm getting.
You don't feel like that kind of echoes with Kanye when he's like, you know, fuck these corporations and stuff like that.
No.
No. Kanye talking about some different shit. Kanye is. Let's not ruin this album.
Actually, 2013 is not over, and I said I'm not talking about her.
There
anymore.
We go. There we go. That's it right there.
It really just reminded me. I think I see what you're saying, though, because you're saying it reminded you of him based upon what the song was about.
Right.
When I say it reminded me of Andre and Badu, I'm talking about literally the way. Yeah, right. Like the style and the sound. And I totally get that. Voice. Yeah,
like I really feel like it's Andre, like on.
Very ambient.
Love Below. Like, right. There were a lot of tracks where he was like talking in that.
Well, I loved it. Shit.
I did too.
It was great.
It was a little bit less of like her complaining to me and more just like, this shit is whack and I'm just going to do whatever the fuck I want to the way that
it felt
I want.
Very
I felt like that was supposed to be the transition between I'm done being
she
fake
even
perfect
said, like,
in y'all's eyes. Like, I'm about to show y'all how real I am.
Right.
That's why you have to watch this shit in order so that you understand the story.
Well, girl, this was only the second fucking piece. She said something like, no soul for sale. Won't make no money off this shit. Are you sure, bitch?
You won't make any money off this?
Yeah. Okay, that was a little.
It's one of those lines that Beyonce trolls you with. Like, I still go back to her talking about I'm a peasant by some standards. Like, girl.
And then messing with her. Remember when she does her fake arm fat?
Wiggling like, the little bit of tight skin she has up there.
Like, girl, don't
like,
do
girl,
it.
Stop.
But it just makes you love her even more.
The ghost video was really cute.
It was. It was a good video.
It was very subtle, but very easy.
And it was
but
a then, good lead-in to Haunted.
Mm-hmm. Now, Haunted.
Haunted.
Love the song.
Haunted was the first time my dick got hard when I watched this album movie. Mm-hmm. Because Beyonce looks unfucking believable in this video. And then whoever that fine ass dark skinned butler is in that house, mm-hmm. when she comes and lays her suitcase down, mm-hmm. it's fine too. But then it got really scary really fast. And I'm like a big scaredy cat. So then I was like instantly terrified.
I just want to go ahead and I'll be honest with you. I didn't like the Haunted video.
I love the Haunted video.
Why didn't you like it, Fury?
I don't know. It reminded me a little too much of like Justify My Love and Disturbia. And those are both videos that I did not like.
Well, I hated Disturbia.
Just because of like the styling?
I just thought like it was just like these old people getting hit and like all kinds of weird. It was a little too creepy for me. It wasn't because I mean I like the scene where she's in the bedroom and she's dancing like with the maids on the ground, but then like some of the imagery was just a little too like.
I will say
I loved it.
Like when I didn't
all of that dark like creepy shit. I love that kind of stuff.
You
it
do.
Didn't really That's translate.
I didn't do the whole listen to the song then watch the video. I listened to all the songs and then I watched all the videos.
Me too.
So once I listened to the music, I had already formed in my head like what I thought the video was going to be about, and the Haunted video completely threw me off because when I listened to the beat I was thinking like, you know, voguing and like
really?
Gay club. That's what I got from like once the beat dropped.
Oh yeah, when
that
beat comes,
yeah,
that's
that. What I got.
That's and real so gay clubby.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, oh, they're gonna love this in the Abbey in LA, you know, G Lounge, you know. But then once I saw the video I was like, oh, okay. And I was surprised by actually a couple other videos, but we'll get to that when we get on in.
Yeah, I don't know.
I love that video.
She looked gorgeous and I thought that it, you know, like the choreography, like the scene in the bedroom was cute, but a lot of that imagery was just a little
And I
much.
Love that song.
But
oh
the
my
song,
God.
I love
the song.
Oh, the song is so good.
The way she walked into the house and dropped that coat on the floor.
Yeah.
So I was like, girl.
Listen,
that fine ass butler.
Let me just say, I watched Haunted before I listened to the song. Like I was watching all the videos on the train because mm-hmm. I was coming from fucking Brooklyn. But
okay.
When I watched it, I just really felt like Haunted was, you know, her coming through and just fucking up all your faves. Like you see her walking down the hallway and all these people in this room is doing this weird shit. Meanwhile, Beyonce is just storming down the hallway. Like I felt like there was like a Carrie Hilson over here and like a Brandy over there. Just because the Stans love to like, you
so
know,
y'all
argue.
Are busy doing y'all's bullshit, and I'm just gonna strut down this hallway and slay.
This is what I'm saying. Beyonce is in her own lane, strutting down the hallway. Like, you know, these are ghosts of Beyonce's past. Like I can't even be compared to you girls anymore. Like it was crazy.
I love it.
Okay,
but I'm a big fan of that video. So
yeah, I love it.
Drunk in Love.
Oh shit, nigga.
Which is funny.
Oh my god.
I've been drinking.
Go down.
I've been drinking.
Flat the fuck out.
Give it to us, please.
Nigga.
I've been drinking. I've been drinking.
Oh my god.
Go, Dustin. Dustin, what did you think of Drunk in Love song?
Like, yeah. I just like bar none, hands down, that's my favorite song on the motherfucking album.
Really?
Yes, it is. This is the moment where let me just go on and put this out there too. Okay, like this entire album, the sex is just bubbling over. The cup running the fuck over. Beyonce didn't just sell albums. She helped out the condom industry. Yep. She sold Plan B pills. She sold wet ones and tile sets. She sold everything you need to have sex with this album. And also, after she did, because this album made everyone have sex. If you didn't get any this weekend because of this
it's
album.
It's because you didn't want any.
Thank you. Because it was being passed around. Furthermore.
Oh, yeah. There was ass in the street.
It was everywhere. Ass everywhere. Ass everywhere. It was. Hey! Shout out to Big Frida. But yeah, it was ass everywhere. And she even said it. But that getting back to focus.
Drunken Love.
Drunken Love. That song and that video and that moment. I loved it. Her and Jay-Z, the way that they were looking at each other, the way that she was looking
at
him.
That's what I loved.
The passion.
And they looked drunk in the video.
They were drunk in that video.
Had to be.
I know a drunk.
Jay had a glass of Douce in his hands.
If he Douce so himself.
A real fucking glass on the fucking beach,
I
nigga.
Just, the way she, when she started dancing on that beach, I just, like, and the way she
her
was wailing
body.
The chorus of that song, like, that is my favorite.
Let me just
that's
talk
everything
about
that Drunk I wanted.
Drunken
period.
Love is one of my favorite songs on the album, and I listened to the songs first, mm-hmm. and then I watched the video, because the way it was downloading, it took forever, but the songs all downloaded before the videos did, and I wasn't going to wait.
Right.
So I listened to the song. But I was already kind of familiar with Drunken Love because I heard murmurs, honestly, of, like, when she shot the video on the beach in
Miami,
white people's
Miami.
Backyard or whatever on that beach. I remember them talking about that song. So I was like, I feel like this is the beach song because she shot this video with Jay-Z. And so when the video came on, the video was, for me, that was when I was like, oh, so this is what Beyonce's doing. Like, when I was listening to it and watching the video, that was the moment for me when I realized she was turning the sex up.
Yeah.
And she was there, like, with and talk about, can't keep your eyes off my, like, your my fatty.
Oh, my fatty,
fatty, fatty, fatty,
fatty.
Ooh.
Like, excuse me. And again, she had this huge trophy, and then she just tossed it and left it in the sand.
Yeah, she brought the trophy from the pretty
Like,
video.
I have already snatched all of these wigs. I am already, like, a winner in every single category. Like, I don't even need this shit. I already have so many of these. Like, I'm just gonna leave it right here on the beach. Whichever one you host, find it. You can fucking keep it. Like, I have too many of these. I'm over here with Bae, and that's what it is.
It was, like, an inspiration to make your, like, to get your sex game up, to be honest, because the way that they both were, like, talking about their sexual intercourse.
Yeah.
Like, it just, it made you be like, well, damn.
But the way they look at each other, the way they were hugged
right.
up, and his head was, like, in her clavicle, and then she was, like, smiling.
His breakfast, his breakfast is her breast.
Yeah.
Right.
Like that
was a terrible line. But we get it.
There was another terrible line in that rap where mentions Mike Tyson and
Ike Turner.
Ike Turner. Yeah. I was like, those are who I want to think about.
I think maybe he was
talking about loving
maybe he was drunk when he recorded
he
it.
Talks about
either way it goes, it don't matter because that's the jam.
It doesn't matter.
It don't matter.
It fit
yes.
the style of the song.
Yes.
And I felt like that
what
video.
He was talking about. He was talking about beating it up. So
yeah, and
said,
I really don't like the idea of someone physically beating. That just
well, girl, you got to be drunk. They said they was drunk in love. You got to be
they
drunk.
Were drunk in
like
love.
You to be.
What really to
not
me?
Stand enough for this conversation.
When you be drunk, you just be like, I'm finna get it, and they be like, I'm finna take it, and then it's just on, and you be drunk in love. You wake up in the kitchen like, how the hell did this shit happen?
Whoa.
Oh, baby,
this is why this is Dustin's favorite song. He's like,
Dustin
you connected
is,
with
Dustin
this.
Is nasty.
I connected with this. This is in my heart.
I mean, look at the title of the song and look at Dustin.
Yeah,
what made me gag is when Jay said something about hope you can handle this curve, and I was like,
whoa!
I was just about to say,
whoa! Beyonce After Dark.
Okay, that's really what a lot of this album is.
Hashtag Beyonce After Dark.
Don't do this.
Like Crystal said, I really love how you could tell how deep in love they are.
Yeah. And you know what I felt
deep.
Like this was? I felt like you could tell Beyonce and Jay-Z are so in love with each other, and Kanye and Kim are so in love with the image of each other. Because if you look at the Bound 2 video versus the Drunk in Love.
I don't know why we're talking about
that. Okay, you don't have to. But the Bound 2 video versus the Drunk in Love video, it's like you can
it's all
see
about performing.
You can see which one of these couples actually gives a
which
shit about
I
each
love
other
that song.
And is in love.
I
and
love
which couple
Bound
just
two.
Is a couple. I used to love Bound 2,
still
but the
do.
Video is
we're
so bad that
it
ruined.
We're
no,
not gonna
it,
let it
no, it already has.
We
I heard
can't
that,
let
and
it
that's
because
exactly
we
why
love
I didn't
that.
Watch it.
And we can't let it
Thank
for Charlie
you.
Wilson,
Thank
too.
You, Asante.
We're not even
I love that
on
song,
it.
And it's actually one of my favorite songs
yep.
from that album.
Yes.
And so I I chose not to watch.
Yeah, don't watch the Bow 2
video. And I never fucking will.
Back to Drunken Love.
Back to the shit that matters.
I'm so excited.
You're done with Drunken Love.
No, I'm just getting
And one of my Twitter followers pointed out that she thought that this was maybe an extension on Beach Is Better, because you know how Jay-Z is talking about how his life is basically shitting on y'all's lives.
She was reaching, but I get it.
I see it. So, you know. I see that, though. I see this being like a continuation of...
I get it, but her arms are too short to box with God.
I can see...
You are terrible. I see that. I could totally see them continuing that whole... Oh, I'm sorry. We have the worst friends. Continuing that whole conversation from the Beach Is Better song.
What are you talking about?
Turning that into the video for Drunken Love, which is perfect. Like, the video is perfect.
Perfection.
Let's take a break, and then we're going to talk about my favorite song. Okay. All right. So, y'all, do not forget to go over and check out our dope-ass sponsors at Hulu Plus. As always, if you go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead, you can try the whole program out for 2 free-ass weeks. And it's usually $7.99 a month, but right now, for gratis, you can check out lots and lots of titles, movies, trailers, and other great dope things.
Don't forget, you guys, it's HuluPlus.com/TheRead. It's a free 2-week trial when it's normally $7.99 a month. You can watch on all kinds of different devices, and then they've got all kinds of great shows like Modern Family, Grimm, American Dad, Once Upon a Time, Family Guy, which is randomly bringing Brian back after they...
Everyone knew they were going to do that.
...weirdly killed him off. Raising Hope, which I love, The Simpsons, Community, and so many, many more. Of course, our very favorite Scandal. That's HuluPlus.com/TheRead. HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Head on over. No matter what you like, no matter what genre you're into, Hulu Plus definitely has something that you're going to get into. So binge watch your favorite shows and catch up on the ones that you haven't seen in a while.
Shout out to Community. It's coming back on January 2nd. I hope it's still good, even though Donald Glover, it's not going to be on it anymore. Shout out to Donald Glover. His album's really good. Sorry, Beyonce snatched her hair out. All right, let's continue the show. So we're still here. I'm going to just take one more sip of my Moet.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have another glass.
Is everyone still good?
Me and Hennessy are just fine over here in the corner.
Cool, cool.
Cheers. Yeah, you real brave. I couldn't mix these things today.
Yeah, no, not me.
Yeah, yeah.
I have shit to do. So let's just move right on forward.
Beyonce.
My favorite song. My favorite song on the album.
Really? This is it?
This is my favorite song. And it's Blow.
Yes, yes.
Written by Pharrell, Beyonce, James Fauntleroy. Listen.
All of my favorite
people. Who I just mentioned last week. I love James Fauntleroy.
Mm-hmm. Yo, shout out to
Fauntleroy. So proud of him. Yeah, just so inspired by him.
Blow is in my top three. I think it's actually my favorite. It's competing with another song that I'll mention when we get to it. But Blow, I love it. I think that Pharrell has definitely been trying to do that whole 70s disco sound for a while with Get Lucky and Blurred Lines, all this shit. But her voice just is perfect for this kind of track. I love that it's sexy and sensual, but most of it's like metaphoric or whatever the word is.
Yeah.
And it's sexy. I love her voice, and I love how it switches from a Pharrell beat into the Timbaland beat.
Yes.
And then gives you something
so
crazy
good.
And then comes right back into the Pharrell beat.
But
again.
I will be completely honest, this song was not that great to me until I saw the video.
Really?
Until I saw it as part of the whole movie. And then I was like, oh fuck, this is everything. Shout out to Hype Williams for putting Beyonce's vision and making it into something that is fantastic.
A legendary.
As far as
director.
I'm concerned, Blow is an amazing fucking music video, from her and Solange rolling up on the bikes in the very beginning to the colors, bitch, all the neon and shit, the dancers and the roller skates. My God, that video
and I'm from
perfect.
Atlanta. And
listen, I was just getting ready
so
to
good.
Say that. First of all, this is definitely my favorite video on in terms of like the whole album. It's my favorite video. This might be my favorite.
I love the chopped up
period.
Dancing. How it's how it's
I love that. I've
so
always
good.
Loved that
it's
effect.
So cool.
But as Asante was saying, being that I'm from the South, and y'all can not, you can try and act like Miami's not the South, but it is.
It is. It
we, people from the South, and a lot of people from the Midwest, we just have a deep connection with roller skating rinks.
Because it's the only place we hung out. Coming up,
and they played all the good music. And if you
it was
from
like the club
ghetto,
for kids.
They played all the good,
It was the club for the kids.
It was club for
and,
kids,
and exactly. It was like music history. Like you got to jam to all the oldies, and then mix in with the new.
When they had
like,
couple skate, you got to skate with your
you
boo. If you didn't have a boo, then you got to skate with your friend.
And they always had like the little cut in the middle where you could like dance and you could skate around.
Yep.
And there was like an arcade. And there was like all kinds of like the
road.
And shout out to Beyonce's favorite number being 4, because my 13th birthday, I was at Sparkle Skating Rink, and she made my favorite song for that birthday.
Okay.
Well, look at you.
That's not random at all.
What? What does four have to do with your 13th birthday?
Because her favorite number is four. It's like we're connected.
Okay.
Because one plus three equals four.
Oh, y'all.
Well, I ain't gonna argue with you because it's a jam and the video is good.
Right.
I love this song so much.
Now that after I saw the video, and I've realized I'm a very visual person. If I hate a video like with Bound 2, I will hate the song. I love that video so much that it made the song that much better to me. And now when it comes on, I think about the video and I'm like, oh yeah, this is the jam. Like, this is the roller skating rink shit.
Yeah, and again,
that's what Beyonce wanted us to do.
Right. Again, being that I listened to the songs first and then watched the videos, when I listened to the song immediately, I thought, damn, this makes me want to pull my skates out the closet.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
Put a white towel in my back pocket and go. And then I watched the goddamn video and where are they? At the skating rink.
And the lyrics to Blow. That's when I knew she was really here for some nasty shit. That's when I was like, oh, Beyonce. Beyonce is talking about getting some head.
Like, yes.
Like, if you didn't understand it.
With a Wonder Woman shirt on.
Right. That's my feminist right there. That's my idea of feminism. Badass Beyonce in a Wonder Woman shirt. Ugh.
I'm just really interested like if this goes to radio because I heard it's supposed
to be
single.
Yes, it's going to radio. This is the single.
I haven't heard the clean version. Is there
a clean
version?
I don't want to hear the clean
version. There's a clean album, so yeah, there must be.
No interest in the clean
album. I don't give a shit about that at all.
Beyonce doesn't have to eat.
Listen, I've talked.
So you're just going to, okay, that's cool.
I've mentioned before that I love when Beyonce curses and gets like vulgar and ratchet.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, you love this album.
This album's perfect.
What?
And you know what? Outside of standing, like, it's something about the way she just talks nasty. It's not like gross.
It's very
different.
It doesn't
feel forced.
Yeah. It doesn't just feel like, oh, she just throwing words out there. She like
it's not like disgusting when Carrie Hilson did that fuck me
and,
it's
and the way pussy you fuck popped. Me
right it's like a classier version of her married hoe shit and
right.
I love it
it's right. like a subtle like right exactly
it's like I'm all the way nasty but with my husband
exactly
yeah that's what I kind of like
turn that
about it
cherry
too.
Out
yeah
bitch excuse me
what are you and Jay-Z doing
and then she does the Like the yes. ghetto hood.
Her execution on Blow was like for each and everything between like the words and the way she wrote the beat and the like the voice. Like I was like, what is
make sure you clean it because that's the only way to get the flavor. Listen,
pink is the flavor. Pink. Solve the riddle.
Solve.
Bitch, Beyonce is talking about putting your face in
excuse
her vagina.
Me?
Labia.
That is what she. Yes,
well, you know.
Massage your face.
Has stepped down from the throne to let y'all know
and like, bust it open.
If your man is not giving you head, girl, what the fuck is your relationship? That's what Beyonce is saying. Like, bitch, because the head from my husband is everything.
What? Beyonce, like, I can't even.
Beyonce
okay,
is
so
talking
listen,
about this.
What is she saying at the end? Is that French or is it Creole? Because all I could understand
was
like, shall he?
Yeah, there's some, because that's, wait, are we talking about?
I swear.
Yeah. So I think this is the, I can't remember. There's a couple of songs where there's a different
there's
language.
There's Partition
spoken at the end.
And there's.
Right. So because in between, at the end of Partition.
No,
I think,
we're going to get there.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
The end of Blow.
So the end of Blow. I can't remember, but there's definitely one where they're saying a lot of really nasty
She's
shit.
She's been
in French.
Doing this since.
And
the
I think it's Partition. That's why
album.
I don't want to say it.
Like at the end of Signs when everybody thought she was saying, fuck Jay-Z at night. But we didn't know what she was saying. So it's the same shit. I don't give a damn what she was saying. When I tell you that is the shit.
I love
shit.
That song.
Beyonce, if you listen from like her very first solo album, Dangerously in Love, which you should obviously already know.
Hello.
She has been talking about sex, but she has just been gradually getting more.
She grabbed
gravity.
Our hand and ushered us into
it's
it.
It's the fact that she's happily married now. I think that it was what gave her a little bit more of a push to just be like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and sing it because sex is
because
human.
I can,
and I think becoming a mother had a lot to do with that. She was like, I'm somebody's mama, I'm somebody's wife.
Yeah,
sex I'm the great. Top bitch in the music industry. There's literally nothing anybody can do to take me down, so I'm gonna make the music I want to make and be as sexual as I want to be. Like Solange told her to speak her mind, so
that's
damn it, Beyonce
said.
Went in the studio and was like, let's talk about the bomb ass head I get. Let's make that into
how
a song.
Fucking amazing Solange looked in the Blow video.
Oh, bitch, Solange is perfect.
She's beautiful.
Solange
when
is perfect.
When she rode up on that bike,
everybody
I was like,
gasped.
Oh my God.
Yes.
And I love the fact, because I've always felt like Solange would whoop your ass, but I love the fact that Beyonce is showing her I'll fuck you up side on this album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so No Angel.
Ugh.
Really quick, fun fact.
Houston fucking Texas.
This video was directed by Azealia Banks' boyfriend.
And you know what? I was wondering if you were going to say that shit. Because I was like, this name looks familiar.
And also the producer of Young Rapunzel. But we don't have to get into that.
That don't make me no difference.
That should actually,
it
should actually hurt her feelings. Because
who is Azealia Banks' boyfriend? What's his
Lil
name?
Lil Internet.
Oh, his name is Little Internet.
Oh, well, yeah,
oh,
that's like a stage
awful
name.
Name.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. Okay.
Anyway, he directed the video.
Well,
he did his damn thing.
He did his damn thing.
Yeah.
Because
is he from Houston?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. But the video itself was so. Listen, if that is what Houston is like,
that's Houston.
I can't wait until January 11th.
And you know what? And you know what? Hats off to him for that, because it was so real. Like, I feel like it's been such a long time since somebody put out a video really representing where they're from, like somebody mainstream. Like, I remember back in the day, you know, you had Luda and JD dropping like Welcome to Atlanta and talking about Peachtree and showing these places. But like, for Beyonce, after all this time, like, you know, she's always represented Houston, but then to show us Houston, it was like, damn, B, you
on a
all
song,
these
yeah. on a song that, again, this is one of the videos that I was referring to earlier that caught me completely off guard. Because when you listen to No Angel, and she's singing in this gorgeous falsetto, and like, and it's just this, just I didn't know what the fuck to expect, but I didn't expect to see the chicken plates and porches and
a,
you know,
strip
box
club
Chevys
and
shit,
all kinds of shit.
You know,
right.
I didn't expect
Beyonce
that.
I did. You know what it was?
And all those Houston rappers in the video.
But I loved it.
When
it
I listened to it, when she said riding around in that H-Town, that's when I was like, oh, this is kind of that Houston
feel.
And the person who produced it is someone named Caroline Polachek, I think.
Okay, she is from... I can't remember the name.
Oh,
of the
No Angel. What?
Chair something.
I don't know, but I know the story behind
her drummer,
this.
Her brother.
Yeah.
Her
wait,
bandmate.
Chairlift?
Chairlift.
Yeah, Chairlift. Yes. Yeah,
wait a minute.
Chairlift.
That's who this is from?
Yes.
Yes.
I love Chairlift.
And there was supposed to be a song for them. But she was like, it would be extra sexy if Beyonce did it.
Yes. And Beyonce like sung part of the beat or the something
yes,
in the beat.
A
Beyonce
part of the melody that they had music.
She
did it with her voice.
Yes.
And old girl was like, oh, that's why Beyonce is the shit. Because they let her listen to it, but she didn't know it was going to be on the album. So when it dropped, people were texting her like, hey, girl, congratulations. And she was like, for what? Because Beyonce did not tell her, hey, you're on my album. Like, that's
and
how
she ended up with
knew.
A writing credit and a production credit.
Yeah, Chairlift. Work.
I love Chairlift. I had no idea that was
that.
The name when I saw this. Anyway, the production on that is crazy. My friends, y'all know I love really trippy, like, emo music like that. Her voice and the echoes and shit on that were insane. That beat is
dope
nasty
as fuck.
Shit.
When I heard it, I was like, listen to how she is singing this song.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, she gave you vocals on that shit. Like,
for real.
And this is not the first time Beyonce has used her voice in the place of an instrument, because what was that? Was it Luck? Not Luck.
Right. Remember the beat next week.
Yes.
Anyway, listen, no, Beyonce loved doing that shit.
I care. It was I Care.
Yes.
When she did that whole guitar thing, like, oh, bitch.
Yeah.
I think what also is cool about it is we're seeing that Beyonce listens to a lot of different types of music.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know
That's
what I mean?
Point.
And like, there's so many different producers on this album. And I think it goes back to what Crystal was saying. We're really seeing a broader picture of her with this album.
We are.
From her sexuality to like her talking about feminism to doing like really ambient, weird, trippy shit that you probably wouldn't expect.
Which
from
I
her.
Love. Yeah.
And
I think that's really cool. I like that. I was
I
not
loved
expecting
it
that
too.
Type of stuff.
A lot of the hood rats didn't feel the same
way.
My
friend Kenny said it was like kind of like Four on steroids. And I kind of agree with him. I think that it when I listened to it the first time, I felt like it wasn't too pop, but it wasn't too alternative. Like, it's just enough of both. Like, it doesn't feel like too mainstream poppy, like trying hard to, you know, get the number one.
No, it doesn't sound like radio friendly.
It doesn't sound like
she's
that.
She's not playing towards radio at all.
But I feel like it's not so as far off as Four was. I feel like it's perfectly in the middle and it's very honest and authentic.
But it also like embarrasses Four, kind of. Because I was listening to some like the Four tracks and I was like, damn, this sounds so elementary compared to this new music that I've heard.
I think it's supposed to be that way. When you listen to a new album and you're like, damn, she's really grown.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because
that's
when
how
she
I
says,
felt the first time I listened to Four.
When she says she's a grown woman, you can hear, but she's really grown from that last album.
And that's why she's our fucking fave, because she continues to get better.
That's right, goddamn.
You can notice the difference in the quality of every Beyonce album. She just keeps getting better.
So...
Woo. That's
Beyonce all on his mouth.
Oh bitch, Why? Beyonce. Oh nigga. Oh my god.
And listen, when Beyonce releases Beyonce as a drink, like, I'm ordering everyone every time I go out to the club.
Them bad ass bitches in that video.
Let's just talk about it.
Jordan.
Chanel Iman.
Everybody's in
Jordan Dunn.
Jordan Dunn.
Shit, I forgot
Jones.
Her name.
Jones Smalls.
First of all, woo! I kind of, someone said something to me about this kind of being Rihanna shade, and I caught what they were saying, but I don't agree. But it was funny because it was like I got all of these badass model-esque bitches, and I'm not mouthing the words to the song in this video. They are. Oh, and I'm just going to sit here and eat my candy and dance to this beat because I got all the baddest bitches in the game here with me. They know my song.
That
and they're licking my titties. Was it Jordan like that licked her titties?
No, Joan.
Joan licked her titty.
And listen. Beyonce looked at her like, girl.
Beyonce looked at her like,
girl, you could get it.
Right. Like, girl, I'll wax that ass. Don't play with me.
Don't play with me, girl.
What? That shit was so sexy. I said, wait a minute. Beyonce, I had to rewind it and watch it again. Beyonce gave her the eye like, girl,
Beyonce
don't
gave
play
her
with
that
me.
Look like, I'll do you the way Jay-Z do me. Yeah. Do not lick the me and walk away. Like, it might
just
follow.
It might just be some fantastic acting. But Beyonce looked like, bitch, I will eat your pussy. Don't play with me.
Well, she was the one who was like, I think she was the model with the most sass in the video. She was just like,
yeah, she killed
oh,
it.
Oh, but Beyonce. The curly haired girl is so gorgeous.
Chanel Iman.
A$AP Rocky's girlfriend.
Oh, she's so gorgeous.
How? I don't know how that happened.
I don't either.
I don't even want to talk about that, but that she's so, people
think
that
was like, I think they go to the same hairdresser. Don't think.
I hate you so very
much. Why do you
much.
Have to do
they
this?
They met under the dryer.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, they met under the dryer.
And she is beautiful. Jordan does.
Getting their cuticles cut.
Right. I was just like, look at Beyonce with the three top black
and
models.
And she can still hold her own. Right.
And she was still just as gorgeous as Dan.
And
just
those
a little
girls,
bit shorter.
She had like 10 years on those girls. So it's just
right.
Like,
and she grown. Them girls are like 22.
Yeah. It's just like, okay. So it was just, it's another, just another exercise in, you know, Beyonce being.
Beyonce is
and
so
rapping. Talking about when she said puffing on the mids, I said, listen, let me tell you something.
Oh my God.
If Beyonce,
Beyonce gets high. She does.
If I ever rolled up with Beyonce, y'all
I
would
swear
not hear from
to God,
again.
That would be the last action of my life. I would have to call my mama and be like, listen, I love you. Thank you for everything that you taught, and thank you for all that you've done in my life.
Listen,
I'm about to die in the next 15 minutes because I'm getting high with Beyonce.
Don't let me get cancer and hit the Make a Wish Foundation because that's what I'm wishing for.
What? She said,
it was fantastic.
All the girls in here gotta look me up and down, look and that bitch and bowed to her, and she was just like, come on, like, Beyonce, all in his mouth. Like,
period. Like, it's me. That's the end of the fucking story. It's me.
So then we move from there into Partition.
So,
Go Dustin.
Drive a roll up to Partition, please. 8:38, 7:73.
8:28. I cannot watch this video on the train.
Why? Can't,
because people are looking over my shoulder and it looks like I'm looking at something really explicit because Beyonce.
Man, fuck that. That video is everything.
Everybody should see that video.
For me, it's like a personal experience because I don't believe in perfect bodies, but I believe in Beyonce.
There you go.
And her body is like, I went to the gym. I was like, all right, bye, going to the gym. Goodbye.
Like, I can't.
Going on the Stairmaster.
I can't actually
her
do
ass
right.
in that video is out of control. And she's sitting on the glass.
Mm.
And it does that like weird pan up and down. She's wearing like a diamond crusted
G-string.
Oh,
you can't tell me they didn't wrap that video that night and then go straight back to hotel and fuck.
Oh my
god.
Well, that's
out.
What makes me feel uncomfortable is seeing Jay-Z like look at her. I feel like I'm intruding. I feel like
thank you.
You walk in on your parents, you're like, whoa, not supposed to and you like close the door.
Right.
I think that's exactly you just perfectly worded how I felt. Because when I first watched the video, like I love the video.
I love the video now.
But when I first watched it, when she was like in the car with him and she's like he's so horny like
and
he
wants
a fuck and I was like I feel like I shouldn't be watching this, like I'm gonna let you guys have your private time.
Well,
just roll up the partition and just leave me out of this because I feel like I'm not.
I took my shoes off
and that's how you know it's a good video.
I got comfortable, you know, I fixed me something to drink because
this is right up your alley,
shit out of that
like
video.
A porno.
They are so in love.
Get that look
and
off your face.
I just feel like they have the best sex ever, and it's I guess because Jay-Z is my favorite rapper. This is no secret. Everybody knows that. And I have never looked at him or Beyonce in a sexual way because I've always been such a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
And so once this Beyonce shit dropped and, you know,
Rose
Partition,
the dream.
Beyonce on her
That's
knees
another
and all
one
this
where
shit.
Beyonce is not a song on the album, but it's a video.
Right. I'm just like, they really been fucking.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So like once I watched it, I just was like, Oh, like, well, let me just look through that window, you know, part my blinds.
It definitely did make me feel a little uncomfortable at first. Like,
yeah,
oh,
but now
man.
I love the video. When I first watched it,
it's just so sexy. And the song is so good.
What about the silhouette part when she's on the chair?
Yes, thank you.
Purple backdrop. Oh, God.
That's like some weird, like, Pilates shit. Like, oh,
how
my,
the hell did she do that, like, flip into the chair, like, real fast? Like,
Beyonce, Jay-Z needs to just sit back and watch this show.
Because it's good. That's how she can do that.
Jay-Z is a lucky nigga on the planet.
So that was another one with some French towards the end. That was really sick.
Yeah, that's
only thing I understood was that she said sex about 17 times, whoever that was.
Now what I felt like in the transition between Beyonce and Partition, you hear like paparazzi talking and stuff, and you hear one girl very clearly say, "Are you happy to be in Paris?"
Yeah, like I felt like she was like it was paparazzi when she was walking from like a restaurant into the car.
Yeah, when you listen to the album, you can hear like she gets in the car and she rolls the partition out.
But I just remember how Jay-Z on Glory talked about how Beyonce got pregnant with Blue in Paris. So I thought maybe this was a song about them fucking in Paris and that whole grand fucking weekend that made Blue Ivy. That might be Blue Ivy's conception. She don't know.
I don't want to think about that.
I don't want to think about it. I've talked about it on the show before.
When I heard that line about Monica Lewinsky and On the Gown, I was just like, girl, this is nasty.
Yeah,
like,
that
we
was
don't,
another one I wasn't ready for.
I don't even think about Jay-Z.
I hit the Dougie when I heard it. I was like, hey.
That's because you filthy.
I've said on the show before that I just get, like, I feel like they're just, they're so much greater than sex. I feel like they just like exchange auras. I don't even.
They look
exchange
at each other.
Auras?
I can't even.
There's like crystals involved or something.
Yeah, like I just, I don't.
Imagine like, the no, look, they be fucking.
Imagine the look on Matt and Tina's face listening to
oh,
this.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that same thing. Like, I wonder how her parents feel when they watch these videos and listen to these songs.
Like, just.
I wouldn't. If I was her mother, I would not watch the videos.
I doubt. But her mother is her stylist. Or one of her like
she
head of style or fashion or whatever.
She
so,
around.
Like yeah. She's around.
Oh, well, she know what's up. Tina know.
I mean, I'm sure she's probably like, Miss Tina is probably like, well, my daughter is an adult. And so.
Miss Tina, sorry.
She probably was just like, hey.
Right. Whatever. She probably was like, she girl, probably you so nasty. So
I mean, you saw her perched in the grown woman video anyway. Right. Let me not skip ahead.
So, yeah, Partition is
so
another
Partition,
one.
So Partition got you all riled up. And then it was
But
like,
I love how the video started. And you can kind of tell that it was like, it was maybe even like her daydreaming in a sense. Because she was like at the dinner table. Because
it's like her looking.
His,
yeah, it's like her looking at him during breakfast. You think it's dinner?
I think it was breakfast.
Oh,
I
went on to the next.
No. I
can tell you what was on the menu.
In the Partition video, she's like having breakfast or brunch or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's reading the newspaper. She's trying to get his attention. And I love how she dropped that napkin and made that white bitch pick it up. And that's when the beat started.
Yeah.
And so then when the video's over, it's like she snaps back out of it and then
goes
jealous.
Into jealous.
Which I absolutely
love. That song.
Love.
Now,
I love.
I love every song on the album. Asking me to pick a song I don't like is like asking me to pick like a fingernail I don't like.
There is no song I don't like.
There's no song I don't like.
Yeah, there's no song I don't like.
Of all, if I could skip a song, it would be Jealous. But
really?
I cannot. I'm not capable of skipping any songs, so I don't do it. And when it comes on, I definitely listen to it because I love it. But it is my least favorite.
If I could skip a song, well, we haven't.
But I think,
to
it. Because, I think that's because I'm just not a very jealous person, and so I don't really relate to a lot of the lyrics.
Bitch, you ain't an emotional person.
I'm not. So
you're not even a person. You're
okay.
Just Crystal.
I'm just an android like
Crystal.
Janelle Monáe.
Yeah.
So and that's fine with me.
The Grammys didn't think she was. Well,
oh, are you gonna
see how they tweeted?
We on the same. We are on the same page.
Did you see how
what
they
I was
tweeted?
Gonna say was yeah. Whoa. That's what I was going into. The Grammys didn't think she was a person, but yet today they tweeted, oh, Janelle Monáe gives this great Christmas in Washington performance.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody told me that Janelle didn't submit for anything but one category. And so that's why she wasn't nominated for a bunch of stuff because she didn't actually
submit. I don't give a fuck. They should have gave her that one damn category.
Oh, I agree.
They should have called her and been like so girl, bitch, you sure you don't want this?
They should have been like, girl, we went on and slid your paperwork
But it made
through,
me a little less know. Angry because apparently she didn't actually submit for all those categories.
But anyway,
let's move
back
on
to
back
Beyonce.
To the queen.
Yeah. Jealous video, I will say this about it. I didn't realize how much weight Beyonce lost until I saw
this
one.
She's tiny.
She is very small. I don't know if this was the last video she shot, but she shot it not too long ago.
Yeah.
Because they had the pictures of her with the red coat walking through.
Her body has changed. And now, let me just go on record and say that I thought that when she was walking, I thought that was going to be a scene from the On the Run video, from the part 2 On the Run video.
Oh, really?
On Jay's own. Because it just looked like, you know, when she was saying, I don't care if they give me life. Like, I just could picture her walking down the street in that coat singing that part. But anyway, back to what's really important.
Yeah.
You can see like the difference in her body from when she first started the Mrs. Carter Show tour to now. Like she has been working it out on stage.
I mean, you go
night.
On tour for a whole year.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, you
do
100 fucking shows.
Like 93 shows.
At Beyonce
or
speed. Like, you know, they just had their 100th show.
Right. So,
like,
okay.
Yeah. So like, that's the shit though. And I just love the way that she says, if you're keeping your promise, I'm keeping mine. Like, I love that.
Yeah,
I love that song.
I really do like the song, but it's my least favorite.
Yeah.
I love the shots of her like in that bar, like sitting on top of the pinball machine. She looked so good.
Yes.
And again, this is like the story and it led into another song, but I like how it was like, the partition was like her having this, you know, daydreaming and trying to get her man's attention and all the freaky shit she wanted to do. And then jealous is when she left, and then she freaked out because everybody recognized her. She was like, wait a minute, bitch, I'm too hot for these streets.
Like, let me go get to my man. Yeah.
And then he came and got her and they made up, and then it was rocket.
And one thing, but one thing I noticed in the jealous video, I will say this. She said that they taped it in New York City, and I could tell because the streets they went down, if you pay attention, that's very close to the studio where we taped the show.
Really?
Yeah, those streets where we get on the train. That
oh my god! It is. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's right. That's the same fucking place.
Beyonce was probably there
when we would tape. She probably came after we taped the show. It was probably the same night because we'd
shut
be on
up.
The same. No, because we'd be on
you
the same.
You shut your
page.
Whore mouth.
Bitch,
you shut your mouth, Nika.
I noticed it and you didn't.
Listen. So Rocket.
I can't even.
Another. This is. When I said before, about how Blow is competing with another song in terms of being my favorite.
This is it.
This is it.
It would be the songs about sex.
Written by Miguel.
Let's start right
there. Congratulations.
You know what?
Give it up for Miguel.
Right there.
Give Miguel his hand clap.
Look, Miguel, young lady, you did the shit out of this, miss.
Thank you.
And I just could not wait until I heard the record that Miguel, because remember they had a picture together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, oh, is Miguel writing some shit with Beyonce? You put your foot in this, young woman. You absolutely did. You rock out,
Rocket
girl.
Is fantastic.
And I'm not even going to lie. I would love to hear the demo of that. Like Miguel, like writing like the demo that he probably did. And then Beyonce like conquering the shit. I'm sure it was amazing. Woo. Just even trying to put the shit together. Like,
Let's just be clear.
Go ahead and talk about it. Kid Fury, the look on Kid Fury's face.
No, I'm not going to go
We
there.
Were all hooked when the song came on and she opened with Let me set this ass. I said
she compared it on iTunes radio. She compared it to D'Angelo
Untitled.
Yeah, perfect comparison.
Yes, 100%. I completely get
And just
get
to be
that.
Clear, it's not
Same
a sample.
Vibe.
I've been seeing a lot of people tweet like, oh, she sampled D'Angelo.
No.
She didn't.
No.
It's just a soulful,
it's
sexual
the same
song.
Sound, but it's
the
not
harmony.
With guitars. So.
Right. It's similar, but it's not a sample, girl. The Rocket.
Someone got pregnant to Rocket.
Oh, yeah.
I have seen
several people on my Twitter timeline talk about how they fucked the shit out their boyfriend.
I'm telling you, people took the Plan B pill after they bought this album. I'm telling you, like, this is.
That's not a problem I have, but I really love that song.
Rocket.
Rocket
it's just
is
so sexy.
Something that I have just been waiting
Rockets
for.
Rockets and Waterfalls.
And the video imagery is just like, girl.
When she said, when all I this put about it getting in your wet. Face, Woo. And they had that real quick shot of her pulling her drawers up.
Woo!
Look, Beyonce has it and has had it, and Beyonce just does not give a fuck anymore. She's showing it off. And I love it.
She's everything.
She looked so good in this video. And
she
then like
beautiful.
And all them shots of her like just waking up and kind of rolling around on the bed like, bitch, you know you fine. Like, bitch, you know you are just so pretty.
She woke
like you
up
just
up
wake
like
up like this. She was setting the stage.
She up like this.
She was setting the stage for that. But like, girl, you just look so good in this video.
Can you give it to us, please?
She's like,
please.
No, it has to be.
It has to be organic.
Yeah, okay. It has to.
Well,
it
when
has
it
to
does
be
become organic,
it.
I want her to say she woke up like this.
Rocket was one of, definitely one of my favorites on the album, video and
what
song.
About you, Asante?
Picante.
What about Rocket?
Yeah.
So listen,
you're looking uncomfortable.
Looks like you got a secret.
Did you have sex with Rocket?
Oh my God, are you pregnant?
You got some? You wanted a Plan B, motherfucker.
First of all,
Sorry.
You have to at least, if it's a girl, you have happen? To name it Giselle.
How did this happen?
So anyway.
Can we go back to Beyonce?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
let's
how
move
you
on.
About, no, wait, he has a pen.
You didn't talk about Rocket?
No, I mean, I just love the video. I love the music. I mean, I feel like Beyonce does things very smart when it comes to the video editing. Like, it has to give you a certain feel and a look. And I feel like it was perfect that Rocket was in black and white. Like,
yeah.
You know, like motherfucker, you know what we're doing. Like,
it was sexy enough. It didn't need color.
Exactly. It was just, it was simple and sexy and very straightforward.
And I love how she's like, she went there, but then she kind of pulls back. She doesn't want to be like vulgar.
That's
because even right. in the video, they changed from let me sit this ass to let me sit this back on you.
Right. I think that was just
kind of a little exactly shorter. What I was about to say. She didn't like sell us sex with this right. album, even though we reference it because a lot of the songs are about her making love to her husband. She was not overtly sexual, like for the, you know, with the goal
just
of
for the purpose of right.
Right. Like, we just ended up being surprised with the fact that she was much more open and candid about her sexuality on this album.
I love the shots towards the end where they're just using like very subliminal imagery, like a drill going into some wood and all kinds of stuff.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
I was just like, girl, you nasty.
It was like that was the orgasm
with the toes
portion
falling. Yeah.
Of it. And then she's just laying down and she's like, damn.
Rocket,
and that's the end of it. Okay, let's take a break really quickly because we have to pay bills and then we're going to finish this bitch up.
Okay.
So, guys, do not forget to go and check out our other dope sponsor at Audible. As always, if you go to audiblepodcast.com/read, you can get access to a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial. And they've got tons of amazing titles on there, including their, you know, they've got their Whisper Sync technology where you can switch between listening and reading and getting your life and your education. And Crystal's going to tell you some more.
Yeah, guys, don't forget, no matter what kind of smartphone you have, no matter if it's an iPhone, an Android phone, or a Windows phone, you can still use Audible. They've got a great selection, all kinds of different books for you guys to check out. They've got bestsellers, new releases, all the hottest books that everybody's talking about, like The Catching Fire, Hunger Games book, which has been recently turned into a movie. They've got One Night Scandal by Christy Kelly, Beyond Texas by Anne DeFee, and like Kid Fury said, they've got that great Whisper Sync that allows you to switch back and forth between listening and reading without losing your place. Head on over to audiblepodcast.com/the read. It's a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial. So what do you have to lose? Absolutely nothing. Head on over now and check it out.
audiblepodcast.com/read, R-E-A-D. And back to Beyonce. All right, okay, so we're back and we're just gonna slide right on into the lightest of light skin songs on the album, Mine, featuring Drake.
This is another song that I didn't really love until I saw the video.
I loved it.
Oh, this video is amazing.
They just went full light skinned on this shit. Beyonce let Beyonce let Drake do all his good light skin.
And let me tell you something. It's something about watching Drake under that Beyonce filter that I was like, you know, Drake looking kind of good. Like, I had never.
Are you kidding?
I had never looked at Drake like that, but I was like, under this Beyonce filter.
The only time
know?
I feel that way about Drake is when he take his shirt off now, because Drake know he been working out, and every time he does it, I hate his ass. So I'm like, damn, what are you doing to my undercarriage?
Listen, Drake was quietly whispering to me, I just want to say you're mine, you're mine. And I was like, I know, babe. Like, I was like,
I love
happening?
This song. I feel like this song is so light-skinned. This song was an opportunity for you to shake your ass, because like that, like when they play that in the club, it's gonna go off.
I was gonna say,
like,
be a good girl. Like that is like,
it's the first Beyonce song, maybe the first song that really inspires me to go from twerking into like liturgical praise dance.
Yes.
Because
yes.
like when he starts that whole, this is a song for the good girl, like yes. I'm shaking that ass. And as soon as she comes in, on my mind, like yes. I'm just like, I want to give praise to the Most High.
Like in the Janet Jackson video, Someone to Call My Lover.
And then that's how I felt when I listened to it. So then when I saw the video with the Mine and Yours or yes. whatever yes. shit they're mashed.
Shout out to Anthony Burrell because he choreographed the fuck out of that video.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, yeah. Work the fuck
yeah.
out.
Yeah, that yeah. was good.
Shout out to Anthony. He did a great job.
Drake looked good.
He did. Beyonce, the whole Virgin Mary imagery mm-hmm. at the very beginning, yeah. I thought was fantastic.
Yes, yes, yes.
A really good song.
It's
a
very a
really
Drake
video.
Song. It sounds like something that Drake wrote. It sounds like 40 produced.
It sounds like Beyonce adapted her voice to match Drake's sound, but it really works.
Which
it
just looks, speaks to her sounds, talent.
You see how good your music
is. You see how good. Even Beyonce
collaborations can be when you're working with someone who's still alive, Drake.
It's so like,
like because they're there in the studio and they can give you feedback and it's a lot more fair.
You ain't shit.
That's all that I'm saying.
And it's not forced.
You
you're right.
Shit.
I just I love it. I think that Drake's they didn't put this in the video. The like verse he has towards the end.
Right.
It's not in the video. I love that little piece he has towards the end on
me
the song
too.
On the album.
Yeah. I just can't wait to get behind somebody when they play it at the club. I love that song. Like
you
I
stupid.
Like that part.
Yes, like Drake and Beyonce. Actually, I like it. A collaboration.
It's
cute. I like.
It's like oh, that's yeah. really adorable.
They can go to radio. I had a hard time when I listened to the album picking. Like, I was like, okay, I can't live in this Dustin fantasy world where the whole album is the new single. So what is, you know? So I'm like, so what are they going to send the radio? And initially, I was like, okay, well, they could send the Drake cut, you know, but. I get what the singles are.
I definitely think that could be a hit.
Didn't we already hear what the
we do? But
I don't want to talk about them yet though because we haven't gotten to one of them.
Right. Well, so far, I mean, we're just gonna go right into EXO then because EXO is a single. That was one that I actually knew ahead of time. That was gonna be top 40. And they were going to do, you know, the whole single route for that record.
It's stadium music. It's all these songs.
It's
are so
summer
endemic.
Music.
And like I love the big sound that the whole album has. And EXO is just like fantastic. I love it. It kind of gives
me a Halo vibe.
Yeah. And when I say Ryan Tedder.
Right. Ryan Tedder
Him
wrote
in the
it.
Dream wrote the
it
shit
just,
out of
it. It like, I feel like EXO is going to be the record that, you know, when she comes back on this tour, it's going to be the one she does like at the end and interacts with
and
the
And we all
the
break
fans.
Down into tears
and
shit.
Everybody's bawling. I feel like
the new
EXO
was
adorable. Mm. She looks so cute.
She made Coney Island look fun.
And
I know.
It ain't.
And that's a miracle. Like, girl.
But I also think about the lady that got stuck on that Ferris wheel. Did she get stuck on the Ferris wheel for like 5 hours?
But it was worth it because that's a good ass video. It was worth it. That's a good ass video. Yeah.
I was sitting on a Ferris wheel for 5 hours to be in a Beyonce video. What? Fuck these 5 hours. I ain't got nothing else better to do.
My phone was charged.
Let me know.
I'm sure she did.
I'll get me a brand new Mophie. And make sure that my phone has all of the juice. Yeah. And I'll just be sitting there waiting. Beyonce,
and a half pint.
The fuck you need.
Yep. I'll just be sitting there. That's fine with me.
So I love EXO. I love the song. I love the video.
I love EXO. I love the production on the song. It's big. It's just fabulous. I love it. I love that song.
It sounds like a high school graduation song to me. It sounds
it
like.
It does.
It sounds like.
Wow. Yeah.
I can see that.
That
it's
is
very,
going to be a lot of graduation.
That's
going to
be a lot of kids. Yeah. A lot of kids graduating this year are going to be graduating to
the graduation
song. I can see that.
It's fun. It's like a big warm.
It's a song that everybody's going to know the words to.
It's like, yeah, we're done fucking. We just love each other.
Right.
Flawless.
Let me tell you
something.
God. Let's go to Francesca. I feel like Francesca hasn't gotten a chance to speak.
Bow down, benches.
I love this song. I also really love that it's different from the leaked version that we heard because we all thought we knew what the song was going to be because we heard the leaked version. And I don't know. I think that this song has gotten a lot of white feminists upset. Because it talks about feminism, and what I like about the piece that she has in there is it specifically talks to what people complain about when they talk about Beyonce.
Right.
Oh, she's too sexual. Oh, she's being this, she's being that. But then she says in the song, pretty much point blank, you can't win. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't, you know? And I love that about it.
And a lot of her criticism comes from feminists who feel like she shouldn't say so much about her husband because, you know, Beyonce is very big
or
a very big Jay-Z fan.
Miss Carter.
Right. But then in the song Excelsior, she has an excerpt from the Nigerian feminist who wrote that part.
Chimamanda.
Yes. Chimamanda
Ngozi.
You have to tell me my pronunciation because you know
Shut
I can't.
Up,
I
don't
Shut
know
up, that. Dustin.
I don't know, but I love it.
So I can't pronounce her name, but that lady who wrote that part, which was extremely fantastic.
About
and definitely go listen to the whole speech if you haven't.
Yeah.
Right.
It's on
but
YouTube.
She definitely mentioned, you know, marriage can be a great setup for somebody and it can be mutual love and respect and upliftment, but it doesn't
work. We make it the focus of the woman.
Right. We tell girl, this is, I felt the first time I listened to Flawless, after the beat changed, and the lady Chima.
First of all, I just want to say that when that beat changed and Chimamanda started speaking,
Chimamanda.
I was like, no matter what I'm doing, I move in slow motion.
And you
listening.
Start listening. Yeah.
You move in slow motion.
I just move in slow
motion. Because the message is so,
it's so
good.
Powerful.
And then she just goes into, you'll wake up flawless. Like, oh, bitch.
Flawless.
And I love that she defines feminists. And she's like, feminist.
Especially because so many pop stars are afraid to be associated and call themselves feminists.
Right.
And so it's a really big deal. I've seen so many people saying, why is it a big deal? It's a big deal because not Taylor Swift, not Lady Gaga, not Katy Perry, all of
not
them
Miguel.
Say,
oh, you ain't shit. Can you just try to be shit?
None of them want to openly call
not
themselves
Chris Bosh. None of them.
I hate hate you, Dustin.
You're wrong. Okay. Go ahead, though.
I mean,
Francesca's making a really good point. None of them ever say it. And so for Beyonce, who has been the subject of all this ridicule from all these fake feminists, for her to come out and be like, not only am I a feminist, bitch, I'm the feminist.
And then I love
to
be my man.
And to reiterate, bow the fuck down, bitches. Like, she just did not miss a beat at all.
Did you hear what she said on iTunes Radio about bow down?
I did.
Yeah, I did. And I thought it was perfect.
I thought that was hilarious.
What'd
so,
she say?
Well, she basically said that bow down was a record that she recorded one day when she woke up. She wasn't the normal Beyonce. She was angry and she was like just fed up of all these bitches like
talking shit
and being mad. So she went in there and she did that record and she was like, if you didn't like the song, go into the mirror, look in the mirror and think of that person that hates on you for no reason and is always talking shit about you and say bow down bitch and I guarantee you feel gangster.
It'll change your perspective. It was a great explanation of the song.
It was fantastic.
And she was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, if I put it out, I'm just gonna put it out. If people like it, they like it.
We listen to so much shit that people can misconstrue and take one way or the other. I don't understand why it's such a big deal that Beyonce made a song where she says bow down bitches.
Because it's different when you're coming from a place where people realize that you are the shit.
Oh,
when someone like if people don't look at you as
a
like
hit
a
dog
threat.
Will holler.
Exactly. Mm. If people don't look at you as a threat, if people don't look at you like you that bitch, they won't feel any kind of way about you saying bow down bitch. Look at you like, who the fuck are you even
talking
to?
But if you automatically feel like Felicia because it's Beyonce.
Right.
Yeah,
that's why Keisha Cole's ashy ass came out of there with her broke down toenail having
ass. If Keisha
Cole
say bow down, who gonna listen to her? Nobody.
One of her
I didn't really like the song because of it.
No, because you knew that she was requesting that you hoes bow down because she's number one.
She was telling you to shut the fuck up.
One of her teeth fell out when she was sending a tweet, so it don't matter anyway.
Okay.
So I felt like Beyonce was telling her, first of all, I love the look of the video. I love the button up long sleeve shirt with the
all
ass
that
out. The mesh ass on the shorts.
I felt like
denim in the front, ass in the back.
The video felt like
I loved it.
It felt like
a Nirvana concert.
It felt like something. It felt like what Carrie Hilson and Sierra have
been trying to do. It felt like Smells Like Teen Spirit.
I'm sorry. It honestly felt like something that Carrie and Sierra have been trying to do and just could not. It just, it honestly, it was just like so flawlessly.
No effort whatsoever.
And how many bitches were on Instagram talking about I woke up like this, which are bonded on? All of you.
And
it's
crazy.
And I think she was trying to say that, though. I think that was the point of the song for her to be like, you know, you need to, I want girls to feel this way about themselves regardless. Like, don't let these niggas out here tell you that you ain't perfect. Bitch, you perfect just the way you are. Tell them, nigga, I woke up like this.
And
what the fuck you gonna do?
On top of her making these great points and being this champion of true feminism.
True feminism, yes.
Okay. It's also the jam. Like, so.
And it has
so,
to be the shit.
So, listen, like, so listen, on top of that, like, it's jamming.
Two things.
So,
when Bow Down, that little snippet leaked and was and going down in the club, I would have never in a million years guessed it was going to start off and then go into Chimamanda, like being on some deep shit.
Right.
And then her breaking out the choreo on us. So a cute little two-step for me to learn.
I can't wait to be in the club.
Listen, and I saw Britney
and do
S.
my
Pierce.
I woke up like this hands. Nigga, I woke up like this. Not to mention the goddamn. Hey, oh, girl.
When you go away
I'm
for
ready.
The holidays, you need to teach blacks again, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I gotta go home and teach my.
He woke up like this.
He woke
too.
Up like this, right.
But sure I mean,
you can do the hands. And he said, I woke up like this.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I mean, whatever you
no,
want.
No, you're right. I'll save it for my niece.
So,
whenever I have one. Hint.
Superpower.
Superpower.
Oh, my God.
Frank Ocean.
Oh, my God.
Written by
this is my favorite song.
This is my favorite song.
This is my favorite song.
Let me tell you one goddamn thing.
This is my favorite song.
I saw a lot of people say they didn't like it.
Oh,
God. Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Everybody knows that I'm from Detroit. Proud, you know. And yes. I own my red cup persona.
Okay.
So
okay.
Superpower, when I tell you that is some, forgive me, Lord, drinking and driving, like rolling around with your
yeah,
homies and like smoking
back.
A black and mild. When I tell you that is some brown liquor music,
is.
That is just like, it just makes you want to go to the park or drink on the porch or like just,
oh,
it's
God.
Just, it's so
Superpower
soulful and just.
It sounds like Frank. First of all, the beat is just otherworldly.
Shout out to Pharrell.
It makes it so timeless.
Pharrell and Frank Ocean and Beyonce worked on this
like a
track
classic.
Together and it is just beautiful when it first starts, and then the lyrics are just you cannot.
That's a song
it.
Everybody's mama gonna like.
Oh my
God. Your mama and them gonna like that song.
It truly feels like something that could have been, you know, very powerful back then, like during like important events.
Yeah,
but it's like concurrent to now, like it's crazy. Like it just puts you in a place, and you're like, like, well, damn, like, you know,
you know
I
what it
home.
Feels like? It feels like the activist music. It feels yeah. like it feels well, like exactly. the shit you
well,
play.
Listen to what they're talking
before
about.
Before you go march for Trayvon Martin.
But that's why
yeah.
I like the video too, because yep. the video fits in with that. Yeah. You yes. feel like they're doing some powerful.
And can we talk about how gorgeous
and still
Beyonce
showing
is
off
gray,
under titties
and under boob. Green hair?
Green hair.
Under boob. She debuted the under boob in the Beyonce video with all them badass models, and yep. then just continued to show us. The underside
of her
titties.
What magic
does she have going on with that little
Why do your
sweater?
Titties look so good?
But why? How does it stay perfectly?
I don't know.
That's a great question.
That is, I know that Superpower is my favorite. I mean, my favorite song changes all the time, but right now it's definitely yeah, Superpower. I can listen to it all
Shout out
repeat.
To Kelly and Michelle looking beautiful.
Oh, and Luke James. Yeah. Gorgeous.
And Luke James looking
fine as
hell.
And Luke James looks so good in that
Pharrell,
video.
Pharrell, of course. Pharrell looking like Pharrell. Ooh. Just, oh my God.
Pharrell has been... 20 years old Forever. Since the dawn of
You time. Can't tell me I can't sing when that song comes on. When Frank Ocean and Beyonce start doing the hook together, I'm like, oh, bitch, I'm blending right
oh
in.
Oh, my God,
these
all of the Tubla. Harmonies?
Yes, all the harmonies. You can't tell. The harmonies in Super...
the
no, seriously, if you oh, listen to Superpower, the harmonies in that shit are just like, girl, you don't have to do me like this, Beyonce. Well, the first time I heard Superpower, I said, bitch, you don't have to do this to me. Right. Like, why, Beyonce?
It shows off a very different part of her voice. She shows, like, mm-hmm. all
a lot
her
of
range all over this album.
This is where I just started to lose it, because I was like, this album is so
song.
Perfect.
This
no.
is my favorite
we're
Beyonce
about to
album.
Discuss, right. Where she goes
Let's
high.
Just go there.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's,
with
go.
That.
Let's go there.
So, Heaven.
Bam. Okay.
Oh,
when she starts singing high.
Hold on.
Towards.
Let me just
Wait
tell
a second.
You.
Wait
let
a
me
second.
Just be completely honest. I've watched Heaven a smooth 2, maybe 3 times. I cannot watch it simply because. It
makes you want to cry.
It makes me want to cry, and mm-hmm. and Ashley, shout out mm-hmm. to Ashley Everett.
Ashley
she is one
Everett,
of she is literally my number one favorite Beyonce dancer. Everybody stands for a dancer, don't lie.
She's the captain,
and well,
Ashley
she's
is my
in charge
favorite.
Of the girl.
But, dance captain.
But like, watch just the thought of Ashley like going through all this with Beyonce, and then she gone like, I can't.
Now see what.
So wait
I
a minute,
got,
hold on. First yeah. of all, before we go there, okay. I just want to say that when you mentioned before about Jealous being maybe your least favorite song, I would say that it's Heaven. Heaven's not my least favorite song because I actually love Heaven. I don't not like the song. It's just I actually did have to skip it a couple of times because I was just tired of bawling. Like I
makes you,
just
it makes
tired
you sad.
It does.
Just it does. It makes you
I
sad.
I could listen to it. But when I watched it,
yeah,
well, I, no,
it took me
I
a while
cried,
to understand the video.
I cried through Blue and through fucking Grown Woman. I cried
the
so hard from
video.
Him. So then I watched it again and I cried a little bit less. I had to watch it about 7 times before I stopped crying. Mm-hmm. Like that
well,
fucking.
Personally, I feel like Heaven is the best video of all of the videos. It is so like just it's so beautiful to look at. The story that it tells is gorgeous. Beyonce,
so
she acted
weird.
Her ass off in Pretty Hurts, but in Heaven,
yeah.
when she's in that church and when she's just every scene, it Heaven for me
oh,
is
no,
the
I don't
best
blame
video
you.
Of them all.
So a lot of people didn't get it or it took
yeah,
them a while to
a lot
get
of people
it.
Didn't.
And you said that you wanted to talk about what
well,
you thought it was about.
Because see, everybody I've talked to, and I haven't talked to many people, but I've heard a lot of people's opinions and everybody has a different idea of what's going on in the Heaven video. So for me, I thought it was that They were telling the story of how Beyonce and Ashley were friends, and they were kind of showing how they had been friends for all these years through Ashley getting married and mm-hmm. Ashley having a baby and all this stuff had been happening. But when it first opens up, Beyonce's walking up to Ashley in a church and like they're praying. So something bad has happened. Mm-hmm. Like they look sad mm-hmm. and they're both dressed in white, which makes me think of something innocent happening. Like somebody innocent was a victim here. And so throughout the video, you see all this shit happening and it's like, oh fuck. You can tell from the music mm-hmm. that something fucked up, you know, something that's gonna make you cry is going on. So Beyonce is in the cemetery and there's a whole bunch of little tiny like casket
oh
graves.
Now I thought the baby died.
No, I still do think the yeah. baby died.
And now
she,
I never
want to
watch
she
the
was
video
over there
again.
So I thought Ashley's baby in the video died. But then after that, Beyonce goes and lays some flowers on a regular size grave. So I figured Ashley's husband died. Because I didn't think Ashley died. I didn't think Ashley was like an angel in the video because at the in the very first scene, when Beyonce walks in and she touches her, they mm-hmm, look at each other. Mm-hmm. So it's right. like we're not operating in two different dimensions. You see me and I see you. And then Ashley is dancing throughout the video. And I think that's, you know, something to do
yeah.
with the pain.
And that's why I thought that Ashley died, because when she just stops dancing, and then you don't see like a moment of Ashley and Beyonce at the grave.
No, I thought it was Ashley just being like overcome, like with the emotion,
and couldn't do
and
it,
and just not able to do it anymore. But I feel like Ashley's husband and baby died, and so that's what
I listened to the song. I was crying uncontrollably, and then when I watched the video, I was crying even harder, and I didn't even get it the first time I watched it. When I first watched it, I assumed that her husband died, but then when I watched it again, I assumed either her baby, just her baby died, or her husband and her baby died.
Oh, because my God.
I think that the song itself, I think it has a lot to do with the miscarriage that Beyonce had.
Yeah. I do too.
Especially because
I think it's about the miscarriage.
You can tell that like the song is kind of, the album is kind of like a story in a sense.
And it's right before
and
Blue.
It's right before Blue. So yeah. I figure that that's what their record
but
was
But I think
about.
It was too personal for her.
But shit.
Like she could, she wouldn't, so she wasn't going to be able,
well,
she wasn't going to be able to act through a miscarriage,
but
which
since,
I understand.
But
so,
since she paid you and Francesca to do the video, why don't y'all just call the bitch?
According to a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, call Beyonce. You know, Cheska Lee, and figure out what the hell this video is about.
I think anyway, that's, I think that was it, but it was just
it was just that song is so hard.
The video is amazing. It's
I cried
beautiful.
Like somebody
favorite.
I knew died. Like I cried hard, nigga, just like outright bawling in
something.
My room. Like fuck, Beyonce.
On the train.
Oh no, not
watching
on the train.
This video.
No,
and going like literally, I was watching on the train, like fagging out to all the other videos, and then I get to this one.
Whoa,
and then like this lady,
you were doing what? What were you doing?
I was fagging out. I don't care. I'm,
okay,
I've reached another plane of homosexuality with the CD. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I just want to clarify.
You better say it with your full ass, Asante.
So like watching Heaven on the Train and then just being like, hold on, wait, Ashley's gone. Hold on, like this woman on the train looked at me and like mouthed, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah." Like, and then I felt embarrassed, but I still felt like, "Well, damn, is Ashley dead? I'm not watching this shit again." Like.
No, crazy. The fuck it, the Heaven video is a lot.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it was.
But
really...
the song is so good, and if you've I think the best part about it is that if you've ever lost anybody, then you can relate to the lyrics.
My friend Crystal just passed away.
Right. I'm really sorry about that.
And no matter how old that person is, you still feel like Heaven couldn't wait. You still feel like it was too soon, even if it was like your grandma. You're just like, why? So I.
Just beautiful, beautiful.
It's just a beautiful. It just added on to the list of perfect songs Beyonce put on this fucking album.
Yeah. Written and produced by Boots, who Beyonce had nothing but great
Flavor
things
alone.
To say about. No, not Boots with a Z.
Larissa.
Boots, pick a wall.
You're clicking down.
So then we have Blue.
Yep, now we have Blue.
Oh my God. That if wall. You don't have baby fever. When you watch that video.
Oh my
after
God.
Watching that video,
my
you are like so.
Ovaries. Are
listen,
new little baby Cheska Lee.
Not listen, no.
I was gonna say, is
no. Don't start that rumor. Okay, the IUD is firmly in place.
Okay,
I can't believe I just said that.
It's the champ. This is Champagne.
Yeah, no, it totally is. It totally is. I don't reference that area.
That's why I'm breaking
public.
Things.
No, the baby fever. Just seeing Blue Ivy. I like how they tease you the whole video.
Yeah, they make you
wait to the last 30 seconds.
They do.
But it's so perfectly Beyonce because it's like she gives you a little slice. Mm-hmm. And then
she did
that's
that with
it.
Life is But a Dream,
and then
too.
You're going to see the back. Yeah, you are going to see as much as she wants you to see.
Exactly.
And
but the look on Blue's face when she can see Beyonce through the window and she gets so excited.
It was one of the few times we've seen her smile.
Yeah, I mean, because if you were Blue Ivy, wouldn't you be annoyed by the world too?
Yes! I'm not blaming her.
Like, if I was Blue Ivy, I would only
because
smile around my mama too.
Most of the times that we've seen her have been like, you know, people taking quick shots
intruding.
Of her in a stroller or something like that.
Where she was just minding
and
her business.
And she'll like pull the blanket back and be like, y'all are way too loud.
I
like,
just feel
shut
like
up.
She's always squinting and looking through the crowd for like Keisha Cole or Carrie Hilson. Or, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that. I feel like she's looking through like, where that bitch at? You know, like that's the countenance
you
that
are
I see
just so stupid.
When I look at Blue Ivy. But
Blue was another song that kind of made me cry. I'm not afraid to share.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it was so pretty. But then when I heard her say, hold on to me, I was like, wait.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
And then BCIA instead of Beyonce.
Yes, it was the
she
most adorable
she can't say
thing.
And
no,
she
was,
looks so much.
She can say
like
mommy.
Beyonce.
Mommy.
She looks just
and then
like
can we
they have
see
that
Daddy?
Eyebrow.
Like, wow, she looks just like Beyonce. Oh,
can we God. Also talk about the fact that now Blue Ivy has been on two really good songs.
Yeah.
Like there are
about
other
her.
There are
two
other
record breaking.
No, because then we're gonna have to talk about how much money Blue Ivy has.
When Blue Ivy gets a Grammy next year, these bitches are going to be mad.
Oh my God. I don't even want to see.
Could you fucking imagine if Blue Ivy won a Grammy?
Blue Ivy, Not even
Beyonce
three.
Should make a make that a single just so it could be in the
next
money.
Album. My baby has a Grammy
nominated artist, Blue Ivy Carter.
Oh, bitch, are you kidding? God. It's Blue is just, that's one of those songs where you hear and you're like, these people just really love their baby. Beyonce is just obsessed
She's so
with
gorgeous.
Her daughter, as she should be.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. The song is beautiful. Like, oh.
But again, I love that we only see little bits of her because right. it's like Beyonce doesn't have to exploit her baby like some people do. You know what I mean?
Oh, don't do this.
I'm not saying who. I'm just saying that, like, she lets us see her, but it's not like her, you know, her baby's not going to have a clothing line and, like, its own reality show and other stuff.
I think that's part of the thing that made me emotional about it was because I was just like, I just felt like fortunate to even be
yeah.
hearing
yeah,
the little
she was
girl
letting
on a song.
You yeah.
Because if I thought about it and I said, I completely understand why Michael Jackson used to have his babies in masks and have their face covered all the time. Because
people
you
are crazy.
Would never, ever see my child. Ever. And the fact that she has shown us Blue in several different productions and things that she's done so far, and she shows in her own little way and gives us like small little bits of it, I just feel like that's a lot. I think that's saying a lot as an artist for you to share something, because if I was anybody of that magnitude, you would never see my child
ever,
especially that
she's very, very private. I honestly love that about her. I love that she waited and took her time to show us pictures of Blue. She wasn't on a magazine cover instantly. She released them on the internet. It was a gift for us. I feel like that's how this song is. This is like a little present.
The whole damn album, shit.
The whole fucking album. Yeah. Can we just? Shit. I'm sorry, we're not done.
So okay, we're almost done. We just have grown women. Let's just go on to grown. Women.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
So
I'm just
yes.
gonna say it.
Go ahead.
I'm just gonna say
go
it.
Go ahead.
I had a moment when I saw the grown woman video because I was like, damn, I really wish we would have gotten this as a
single.
Yes, because the video was that good. But then I immediately thought about the fact that I had just been fucking given a catheter with this new Beyonce album by surprise, and I was like, okay, you know what, I'm good, I'll take it this way.
Yeah,
but
me
the
too.
Video was so fucking good.
The video's
so
amazing.
Good.
And you know what,
I took
the grown woman video as a read too, because I feel like earlier that week I was like, Beyonce's still gonna release grown woman as a single, she might as well release Back Up. And then she drops the album and says, fuck the song being on here, but here's your goddamn video.
Yeah,
and then you watch
that's
the video,
how I processed
like,
it. I took it as her saying like, y'all have been talking about this shit too, so I guess you can have it. Like, that's how I looked at it. The whole entire, like,
it was
so honestly
good.
I didn't mind that it's not on the actual album because it doesn't sound like
doesn't
the rest
match
of
it. Doesn't
the
fit
at all.
It sounds so different.
Like,
so,
it's still cute to listen to, but it's
yeah,
like,
but
she
it
didn't
just,
give it to us with the experience
exactly.
of the album.
It's that's so why good. Standing yeah. on the Sun will be standing in the basement or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. it'll be right
it'll
over
be
there.
It'll be standing at H&M
it's
where
at
it belongs.
H&M.
That's H&M.
That's H&M song.
In fact, the crazy it's on sale because it was a summer song. But I, like, the choreo, if you go to the 2:30 mark
bitch.
In that grown woman video, when
you know
she
something?
When they go in that black and start that choreo, like, I just...
The part that leaked, I actually...
No, the part
really...
before that.
I liked all the little parts. With,
no, the best part.
I liked
the
parts where they had like the old throwback
yes.
footage.
Yeah, yeah.
They like digitally.
She looks
yes.
so
made
yeah.
it look like.
I
was,
like the ones where it's her and Kelly, and
oh
they are dressed
God.
Up to look young.
Yeah,
and then she's got the box,
it's
but
adorable.
She looks so young.
Yes.
How does she do that?
I don't know. She really looked like a teenager.
She did
you know,
look like
a teenager.
The crazy thing, even though she didn't give us grown women as part of like the experience, her still putting that as like the bone trick at the end.
That's a present.
It just goes to show like she is a grown woman. Like, you watched her through all these stages of her life and she still showed you like the old parts of her. And then her as a grown woman, like her with Miss Tina sitting there luxuriously.
I love that she what? Made sure her mother was sitting above her.
Yes.
What?
Yes. It was all, it all happened
perfect.
For a reason.
But you know what? In the whole scheme, if you view the album as a movie like I do, like I really firmly believe in this, watching the album.
Yeah.
As a movie.
Too. Yeah.
If you watch it that way, then Blue looks like the, Blue feels like the end of the movie. And then this feels like the blooper reel.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's
or
kind
like
of like, or like the home movie part
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where they show like old pictures of the actors from when they were kids and shit like that. It's kind of like that.
It's
where
the reunion.
Let's
special.
Not end on a depressing note. Everybody's crying their eyes out because Blue's so gorgeous and perfect. So then it's just like something fun to laugh at and dance to and get your life to kind of celebrate.
And she was dancing
the,
her
the
ass.
The glory
off that
is Beyonce
video.
Because nigga, bitch, nigga.
So listen,
Beyonce is everything. Like,
yeah.
she's just the
she
end of the beginning.
Yep. She is.
Beyonce.
Oh my God.
Is just unmatched.
100%.
There's absolutely like. I don't want to hear. I will not be entertaining any more of your stand ass conversation.
Yeah, I will no longer argue point. With you on the internet about who is the best.
There is no one. This bitch. Nope. This album came literally out of nowhere. It is at 8. It's probably. I would be surprised if I go home and it's at a million. Yeah. Like. Yeah. Out of nowhere, no out promotion, anything nowhere. That says so much about this woman as an artist. Yeah. That people were like, "Oh, it's ready now. You can have my $16."
Yeah.
Like yeah. The album, I couldn't be any more pleased with it. Yeah. I just
totally Beyonce satisfied.
As far
she
yes.
She cared so much about the fan experience. Yes. You know that we got when we got this motherfucking album, giving us all these videos. Giving us all this new music that doesn't sound shit like anything else that's out right now, giving us messages, giving us things that we have to think about and shit and say, oh, well, damn, well, what is this about? Or what is she saying?
And exposing people to feminism that probably have never heard
or have the wrong idea of.
We ain't know who no goddamn yeah. Shamanda Amanda was or whatever. Listen, her name was. We ain't
sure
know
Google alerts are going off.
That lady is, no, I've definitely heard of her. I can't pronounce her name, but
well,
I definitely heard of her.
The point is,
before.
We ain't know. And so. It's the shit. Flat out. Like this
album is fantastic.
All of this shit yeah. is the shit. And if you have anything negative to say, you are without a doubt 100% purely unadulteratedly hating.
Yep, that's okay. all it
that's
is at this
you
point.
All that it is.
Flat
even
the
if
fuck
you're not
out.
You don't have
Beyonce
to like her.
Stand.
You don't have to like
you
her.
You don't have to like
you
her.
You don't
to
have
appreciate
to like
her.
You can't tip
what
your
she
hat off.
Showed her ass with this.
If you can't
from
tip
start
your hat
to finish.
To Beyonce for this one, for her to like come these numbers for an album that was like we didn't even know was
that
coming.
She released halfway. She released basically the end of the week, like
right.
she didn't even care about
no
throwing
the
numbers.
Counted as a full week. They count the sales week as a sales week.
Honey,
so
right.
when
they
Tuesday comes,
exactly
when Tuesday comes, that's a wrap. And the bitches, the Katy Perrys and the Gagas, which
they
no
had
shade,
a full week because they came out on a Tuesday.
They came out on their Tuesday and they had their full week. And these bitches were bringing in quarter of a million for albums that they had been promoting
and they were
singles, videos, and it's no
twerking,
shame to them.
Faux twerking all over like
leaking
TV.
News.
The bitch wrecking balls. We've talked about this.
Yep.
They had their promo. They did things typically the way that artists do. And Beyonce said, here, directly to the fans, you can have this now.
What Beyonce did was make us love her and want an album from her for an entire year. And then out of nowhere said, oh, and by the way, Booyah. Yep. And there's the album.
Literally just in time for Christmas.
We got
Asante,
this.
Let's talk about
physical
album.
Copies
Genius.
Aren't even out yet.
Let's talk about how Asante used to fake like he wasn't even really that big of a Beyonce fan. And
okay.
now all of a sudden.
Okay. Everybody calm down.
I mean, I'm
like,
just saying.
Like, let me. I feel like I should have said this in the beginning.
You just really used to argue with me.
No, but listen. I don't even remember what era it was. But for the longest time. This was before I left Atlanta. Because
yeah,
for the longest time.
I think so.
I said, you know, I like Beyonce. She's cool, whatever. But I don't stand for anybody. Like, I'm not going to give it to a Rihanna or Gaga or whoever's hot right now. Like, I like music and I'm not going to compare, blah, blah, blah. So right before I left Atlanta, shout out to B-Nerd. I won a contest and got to go to a Beyonce concert. And when I went to that concert, my life changed. Like, I literally, it was a thing that happened right before I moved to New York City. And then I just felt like.
No, but I'm talking about recently.
Okay, so.
Don't try to bring back no shit from before
album,
you moved.
This album made me, like, go down to the welfare and give back all my Keisha Cole's, my Gaga, like, all of it. And then, like, go down to Parkwood and grab my B card. Like, I stand for her and I can't help it.
That's it?
Literally, I made a girl at work buy the album. She's like, the night I bought it, I went to work the next day and she was like, oh, I wouldn't buy that, blah, blah, blah. And I said, girl, you're going to buy it. 2 days later, oh, I bought the album and watched my favorite video and it was flawless. And I was like, see, yeah. like, mm-hmm. you know, like this is Beyonce. This is, you know, the woman that is.
You have accepted it.
I have accepted it and I appreciate it. God. And I'm glad that I could be a part.
Francesca, one day you'll be here.
One day you will be.
No, I don't stand for, I'm where you used to be. I don't stand for
you're
going to
get
used to. Why not?
Francesca.
Just look at the epicness that is this one project.
No single, no video, only touring. I am not discrediting how amazing this album is and just the way that she put it out, no promotion. I think all that is amazing. Personally, I just don't like the idea of stand-up. That's for myself.
Okay.
I just don't look at any celebrity as someone that I think is above anyone else. That's just me. I don't look down on people that stand. I just don't get
it. That's kind of how it was.
It's just not. That's just not. I mean,
no, I totally understand and agree with it.
Yeah, no, that's
because
fine.
To me, even like stand-up has levels. Right. Because like for me, I definitely consider myself a Beyonce stan, but not so much of a stan that I'm like
gonna attack
searching
people.
Her name on Twitter or in it's everyone's mention.
There are some people that just take it way too far.
And that's I just why get the longest. Absolutely drenched in the magnitude of her as an artist.
Yeah.
And I know that she is amazing and I've accepted that and she has accepted that. And anyone who disagrees with me, that's your opinion and that's fine. But you and I both know that this bitch is everything times 20. Yeah. Plus
and
a bag of bugles.
That's exactly that's exactly why I wouldn't accept stand-up initially, because even like I honestly realized when we went to Revel and we weren't banking on getting in, but then like by the grace of God, some ladies were giving us tickets. And then it was my friends and I was like, you guys go. Like they only had enough to leave me out, which wasn't like a big deal, but it was like, I remember them going in and then I walked away from the theater.
It's not a big deal, but you're still talking about it.
And then I walked away from the theater and I just remember like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna handle you after the show. She's laughing
Francesca,
in my face that I missed Revel.
Anyway, yeah, we gotta wrap this up.
We can't just talk about. Okay, listen. Top favorite three songs and videos. Go.
Drunk in Love for sure. Flawless. I love Grown Woman.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I love the her singing as a little girl with like the mouth.
Yeah,
the mouth is kind of weird in some parts.
Yeah, it's a little. Like,
it caught me off guard at first.
That's what I see. The some of the mouth is a little weird, but I loved it. I thought it was really cute.
It was adorable.
Favorite three songs. Favorite three videos.
I'm gonna stop at two because the rest of it kind of ties for me. Like, definitely Blows my top favorite number one, and then I get Flawless number two. But I'm gonna stop because I can't take a number three.
Okay, Dustin.
It was my favorite three songs are Drunk in Love, and EXO.
Okay.
My favorite three videos are Heaven, Blow, and Rocket.
I can't. Well, my favorite song is Superpower, of course. And
oh, yeah. Fuck, I should put Superpower.
My favorite video is Blow. But I really am obsessed with Superpower. Like, I cannot stop listening to that. Yeah. As a writer, that's the kind of music I want to write. Like, I love that song.
Favorite three songs for me are Blow and Rocket and Drunk in Love. Not in any particular order. My favorite three videos. Hmm. My favorite three videos are Blow.
Hmm.
Do you have something you want to
say? No, I don't. I do not.
Oh, you sound like you have something in your mind.
No, I do, but it's not about you.
My favorite three songs are Blow. My favorite three videos, I'm sorry, are Blow, No Angel, and Partition.
Drive and roll up the partition, please.
Every time that part comes on, I'm just
Beyonce
like,
on her knees.
828, 773. Okay.
So listen,
only 3 days, not even
Wait,
a week.
Let me address something really quickly. Somebody on the internet asked me, you just said last week that Janelle Monáe had the best album of 2013, and how do you feel now? I feel like what Beyonce just did is greater than an album. I really do. I feel like what Beyonce just did was create a new like category in music, because you can't compare what Beyonce just did and how she just shitted on literally the entire fucking industry to what the rest of you did. Like, the rest of you put out audio albums like you were supposed to. Beyonce did some whole new shit and dropped it out of nowhere and outsold all you sons of bitches. Like, it's not even fair to compare y'all to that. So yes, Janelle Monáe is still my favorite album of 2013. Beyonce is my favorite project of 2013, and I'm gonna leave it at that.
Thank you very much, Beyonce. Giselle Knowles Carter, for all that you do and all that you are, Mama, this project.
Thank you, Beyonce.
Literally, like, I'm not even tired of giving you my itches. Like, whenever you need them, like, we can just wait for them to grow and do whatever it is that they're gonna do. And
castor
just let
oil.
Me know. Eggs. There
castor
you go.
Castor is really good for edges.
Okay, great. So,
y'all know she tried this whole thing with Bow Down when she just threw Bow Down out of nowhere and niggas just.
She had like Bow Down. She had turned. She had a couple of records that kind of led up to this that we were like, we should have seen this coming.
Grown woman.
In terms of like.
We should have known. We should have known.
Anyway, Beyonce is absolutely flawless, and that's three. The Beyonce holiday spectacular.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, of course, to Beyonce for being the inspiration for everything we do.
She gave us all the Brazilian wax with this album.
face you.
Yes, you have no hair left.
For my free Brazilian wax.
That's right.
Thank you for anyone that had anything to do with this fucking album. Thank you to Dustin and Asante and Francesca Cescoli for coming.
Thank you for having us. Thanks for
being a part of our holiday spectacle. This was literally supposed to be just a moment where we all sat together and drank champagne and talked about nothing, and it ended up being Beyonce. So
it feels so good to end the year with you guys.
Yes, this is our last
show. Yeah. Of the year.
Our last recorded show for this year. Actually,
we've already taped the other shows that'll air.
Yeah, if any do at all, whatever. But listen, yeah, this is our last one for the year. It has been an amazing year for this show. We really had no idea that it was going to turn into
all
this
stuff. Don't get me emotional.
So thank you to everyone who has been listening, telling friends, participating, sending in emails, and
coming to our live shows.
Buying merchandise, coming to live shows, all kinds. Like, just thank you from the bottom of my heart. I really didn't know what we were going to do when we came to New York. Like, for sure, I just thought I was going to come up here and try my best. So this is awesome. Thank you, everyone. Shout out again to our sponsors over at Hulu Plus. Make sure, as always, you go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead and try out that extended free trial. It's free, so you have absolutely nothing to lose. And there's tons of amazing content on there. So go and check that out. I want to say a really quick shout out to Beats by Dre.
Oh yeah, thank you so much.
Crystal hasn't seen her little gift yet.
No, but I'm saying thank you because I've heard how epic it is.
But shout out to them, everybody at Beats by Dre. Thank you so much for these awesome gifts.
Y'all, I don't know. I'm excited.
You're gonna shit yourself. Just prepare.
Okay.
You
know, all right.
Just empty yourself out here before we leave.
Okay,
studio.
I'll do that.
Do we have anyone else that we want to?
No, but we want to remind everybody to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at This Is The Read, and shout out to Business Insider. We just did an interview with them, and we will post that to the shows. Twitter and Facebook accounts very soon. So thank you so much to just everybody who has been showing us so much love and support. It's been completely unreal, and we can't wait to come back in 2014 and do it all over again.
And Houston, we will see you.
Hope
January
y'all are ready, especially since this new album came out. Yes. We about to show out Houston. Y'all better be ready.
So listen, I'm coming to Houston, and I can't wait to wear a Beyonce shirt every day that I'm in Houston.
Oh my gosh, I have to get my Beyonce shirt. I don't know which one to wear.
Bloop.
I don't know either. Looking quite neat.
Well, I'll figure it out. All right. That has been
Peace,
The Read.
Love, and Beyonce.
We'll see you guys
next year.
Bye. Bye.